Drew, Mark, Maz, Brandon, Trudy. Oh, I can't forget about Zeus.
Thumbs up for the dirt.
That Motley Crue movie. Wasn't digging it. I got maybe about a full Jackson, and it was just, the acting was so bad and cheesy and just corny and hokey, and I just couldn't get into it.
Just wanted to phone in my support of the dirt. I thought it kicked ass. I don't know what all the bad reviews are. Vince's cover band was playing some Billy Squire at that party. I was like, what is this, WLLZ?
Hey, what's poppin'? The Drew and Mike Show is live in the Deals in the D.com studios. Well, live on Facebook, that is. As we head into the Tuesday show and the opening there, some more feedback on the dirt. Boy, the boner line is busy. There's like an hour of messages on there.
I know.
209-66 boner.
And illustrations as well.
That's right.
Yeah, well, I asked for women to send in sketches of penises to see if I could glean some psychological data from them, and I think I'm on to something.
This is clearly an engineering student, this one right here.
Yeah.
Very precise.
That person is rather anal, I suspect.
Definitely not an anatomy student. Vein looks like that.
I don't know who sent... This is... What?
That's just gross.
Yeah.
They're not Jewish.
That's uncirced.
It's an alien penis.
I think that's a woman who's really into natural and organic. She might be vegan.
Wait, let me see it again.
It stinks.
No, there's no hair.
It stinks, too.
It'd be really hairy.
No one seems to draw hair, though.
That's true. Whatever, amateurs.
This woman definitely goes for the gusto. She drew a biggin.
What's wrong with that bag?
She might be a hung jury member, but I think she just has a lot of zest for life. She wants it all.
I love your psychological analysis. And then there's somebody who didn't mean to, but made it their company logo.
Oh, they meant to.
Did they?
Waterford Collision has a very...
Let's see your penis.
Very penile-looking logo. That's really funny. My God.
It's like Gavin Belson from Silicon Valley.
You know, this one, which I think her husband texted into us, this one.
Yes. Yeah.
Mine else is that I just don't think she cares what penis it is. I just think it's
an afterthought.
It's about getting it done.
Well, I think he also.
Get it done. I just don't think she really cares. She put very little into drawing the penis.
Very stubby.
Didn't he say that she was fairly religious and hasn't been with that many guys, which means that's his penis.
Oh.
So that guy has a lumpy penis and he shaves. And he has no vein.
No veins.
I don't know if we can make all these.
How do people miss the vein?
Observations about people not drawing hair. The vein, see, I think.
What are you talking about?
I think that is a very anal person.
Yes.
She's very specific. Her lines are perfectly straight.
She's like a draftsman or. Like a cat cam.
All right, what a nice picture that is. Look at that.
I think she prefers a circumcised penis because she wants it to be properly cut in her world. It should be.
It's kind of rounded, though, huh?
Be properly contoured. Yeah, she's very anal. I have no doubt about that.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think this is a budding science or psychoscience or psychology.
It's pseudoscience.
Interesting field, I think we've walked into here. There's some text messages, too. Might as well get into those, too. But first, Facebook Live brought to you by Mesa Tacos and Tequilas, located in the heart of downtown Royal Oak on Main Street between 3rd and 4th. The big screen, drawing in a lot of March Madness viewers over the weekend, and we'll start it all up again on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. The biggest screen in the, I don't know. Biggest screen
it's giving other bars screen envy.
I want to say biggest screen in the world.
Screen's not big enough.
I don't know any screen bigger, but it's got to be the biggest screen in Oakland County.
Sure.
Whoa. I'm just going to say that. I have no verification. 150 different
Well, don't
tequilas.
Say that. Just say it is.
Okay.
Believe me.
It just is. Yes.
Some people are saying, believe me.
Meanwhile, all you can eat taco Tuesdays, open mic Wednesdays with half-off bottles of wine and pitchers of sangria. Got the big Sunday brunch from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. And then Trivia Thursday. I don't know if March Madness precludes Trivia Thursday, though. So I'll check on that. You win cash and fabulous prizes, of course, and 10% off your meal if you mention the Drew and Mike discount.
Why do they have to take the first part of the week off?
March Madness?
Yeah.
They have to go to class. Students.
Yeah, these are student athletes.
Obviously.
Students first, of course.
Because, you know, the most TV revenue is on Thursday and Sunday, and then Friday and Saturday go well together.
Because we need a reason to screw off at work every day.
I know.
But
Well, plus they might have to travel to another locale.
Oh, I see.
What a great weekend. Oh, my God.
It's fun.
Great games. And hopefully people are winning on house money at mybookie.com because they will match your deposit with a 50% bonus. If you put in $1,000, you get an extra $500 in house money, and I hope people did well with that. Just use promo code Drew at mybookie.ag. I wonder, let's see, what was Central Florida?
Oh, UCF.
How many points were they getting?
14 and a half.
I wonder how many people picked them.
Oh, boy, I wouldn't think many did, but 14 and a half, it's
a lot of points.
Yeah.
And Aubrey Dawkins, Wolverine. Wow.
Man, I wish we had that that shooter on Michigan still.
I loved him when he was here. He didn't play that much. I think he wasn't a great defender, but wow, did he have a great game. And they had a great game.
Yeah. Well, and the end of that was just phenomenal.
It was crazy.
And here's how it ended.
Wasted a lot of time. You end up sending Williamson driving that on Taco. And that's going to make the fall as the basket goes. Williamson, a free throw to tie it. 5 out of 6 at the line. Missed it. Comes up short, too. Barrett fouls it up for the lead. And then we're 11 seconds. And UCF will pull off the shocker. Here we go.
Shocker.
Inbound up to Taylor. Jones is on him. Taylor driving. Driving in. Banks it up. No. Put back. Duke survives just barely.
Oh, is that close?
Yeah.
Oh, that ball just
if they could have
rimmed out twice.
If they could have just boxed out even on the missed
free throw.
I mean, there's so many what ifs.
Well, their big man fouled out. They did get
your phone is blaring through the Bluetooth.
Oh, boy.
Someone who doesn't know that you're working right now.
Steve Gabara.
You should know that. Oh, maybe he's saying, read my spot.
Well, let's see. Maybe it does have to do with business.
Thank you, Steve.
Don't know yet. Mybookie.com. Just again, use the promo code Drew at mybookie.ag. Get that 50% bonus. Win yourself some money on house money. And, of course, they've been in business for years. They're growing like wildfire, and they pay out fast. So when you call that upset or you call that, I don't know, maybe you just called somebody who beat the spread who was supposed to beat. Mm-hmm. Well, somebody like Michigan or Michigan State that was favored. You'll get your money fast, and you'll pocket that cold, hard cash. MyBookie.com. And again, promo code Drew at MyBookie.ag. So there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Doing well over there, too. I was going to finish up with the messages. Let's see. Blowing a call to Tony Z. Get an update on the upcoming album. Start rocking now!
There's an album?
I guess
so. Oh, my God.
I didn't know that.
Wow.
Immortal Sin. Here's the, this is the guy, Need Drew's evaluation of my wife's dick drawing, 34-year-old, about to be a mother of one, strong church upbringing, no history of mental illness, keep it stiff.
No history of mental illness. We'll decide that based on her drawing.
I just don't think she cares that much. She didn't put much into that at all. If I were him, I'd be a little disappointed. I'd wonder, maybe he can take us back and tell us. Maybe they have a fabulous sex life. I just feel like she might be phoning it in sometimes based on that picture. She phoned in the drawing.
What can you do? Medicine's not a science.
You know, she might just need to practice. I think practice makes perfect. She should try what used to be the art form in the studio on newspapers and stuff like that.
Oh,
she needs to
there
practice.
Were some fine drawings in that studio. But as been suggested, Mesa should have a nude bar night. Just saying. You know, this nude bar
nude
thing,
bar.
There is a nude bar. There is a nude
bar.
Oh,
I know.
And not only that, who calls a strip club a nude bar?
Creeps, apparently.
Have you ever heard that before?
No, it's strip club.
I've heard nudie bar.
Titty bar.
Nude bar.
Nudie bar.
Nude bar.
Nudie bar,
if
possible.
He said nudie bar, I think I would have gathered what was
nude
going on
bar.
There. Nude bar. I just thought people were nude in a nude bar.
I replayed that whole thing over the weekend and was laughing all over again. You're like, nude bar. How many times you were thinking it through, you know, you could hear the whole process.
I got pounded for that. And there is a nude bar, and I tweeted it out, too, just so everyone could know.
Somebody called in on the boner line, too, and explained that at the very top level of one bar, you go in there and there's a bunch of nude dudes in there.
Well, remember we Googled it, there were a couple of them.
Wait,
oh, it's always dudes, right?
Dudes only?
Yeah. Well, he said that every time he was there, it was like the same.
Oh, and he kept going back, huh?
So it's a gay nude bar.
Every time he went, there was mainly dudes, but he kept going back.
I'm sorry.
Now this is going to be the time. There's going to be a girl.
Better check again. I mean, I'm sorry, but isn't that a health code violation? Nudity of any kind.
Well, you'd think there'd be feces on the seats.
Yeah.
Well, there wouldn't be remnants.
No, you have to bring your own towel. Like a nude bar.
Bottomless strip clubs that can't sell alcohol, right? Isn't that the case?
Right. Yeah, but only the performers are nude, not the patrons.
I know. It's weird, the idea of the patrons being nude. I agree. It's strange. But when I hear nude bar, I just think everybody's nude in the bar.
I know.
It's crazy.
You would not want that.
Hope Solo's butthole.
Oh, Christ.
Itself isn't that bad.
Yeah.
It's
yeah,
that
it is.
Loose pile above it. It looks like a grenade went off in a deli. Meat everywhere. Oh, boy. Oh,
I've seen it about 9 times in the last week because people keep sending it to the boner line. Stop it.
Now, I think that guy's focused on the explosion at the deli and doesn't really look at the BH because that BH is pretty bad all on its own. It doesn't need any help. Need any curtain help. Need a curtain call.
That's one of those things. It's like the guy whose daughter was shot in Roanoke, and he can't get that offline. We can't get Hope Solo's butthole. It just won't. It ought to be off the internet.
I got to tell you, though, I told you about that podcast with the Sandy Hook father. He did a hell of a job getting stuff scrubbed. Of course, he worked in IT. That was his job. But it's amazing how much stuff, how they bastardized his kid's death. How much of it he got wiped off the net? Took him a while. Took him a long time.
Yeah, I can't get over that there's no responsibility, even when it comes to someone who's lost their child in a mass shooting.
Free speech.
They're a publisher. They have to publish things that are somewhat responsible. I mean, obviously, it's the Wild West being the internet, but it just seems that there's no line whatsoever. And I would think by now, there'd be some kind of legislation. And I know people don't like a lot of rules when it comes to the internet, but look at all that guy just shot 50 people live on Facebook.
Yeah.
And the police have to beg them to take it down. And then they have to ask them, could you please tell people to stop sharing it?
Mm-hmm.
And again, the guy's daughter killed on camera in Roanoke, Virginia in 2015, and he's still trying to get the murder of his daughter off the internet. Still.
Hey there, the net.
Shouldn't a publisher have some responsibility? I mean,
let's go put it on another site. Yeah. And then another site, and then another site.
But that's the problem. There's no responsibility for anything. Nothing. I mean, that's just murder is just one thing. I mean, we've had suicides online. We've had, people taking all kinds of quantities of drugs online. Maybe some people think that's great, but if you're the guy whose kid is killed,
yeah.
To think, and the guy also who his daughter was in a terrible car crash and she was beheaded, and it was online for years. I think it still is online, and people used to send it to his email so he would open up to a picture of his daughter's dismembered head.
It's a different kind
and
of asshole.
He was fighting to keep this thing off. He didn't want his other daughter to see it, and of course, people sent it to her too.
Wow.
I mean, what the fuck? Really?
Mm-hmm.
It's inhuman.
And I saw another interesting thing today that a little bit, not really in the same subject area, but Brandon was telling me about a story. This guy walks in on a 17-year-old with a 5-year-old's penis in his mouth.
Oh, God. Where was he walking into?
Was he in an apartment building, Brandon?
I believe so.
A laundry? Was it the laundry room or something?
Well, he was doing laundry, and then he ended up walking into a room and catching this kid in the act.
Oh, Lord.
So he's 20, Richard is. He's got a kid on the way, and I think this thing just hit him really hard. Anyway, he proceeds to beat the shit out of the 17-year-old. Yeah, it's good until he's charged with felonious assault.
We'll see.
And he also posted a video of him yelling at this bloodied guy after he beat him up, put it on, was it Facebook?
Yeah, he Facebook lived it. the kid was down on the ground, bloody and kind of moaning because he had just gotten his ass whooped, and he put it.
Was the 5-year old okay? Nice. Where's the 5-year old at this time?
Well, he's screaming in the background.
Oh Lord.
Do you want to play the news story, Brandon?
I can do that.
Now, when this.
Thank you for joining us. Police arrest a man for beating up a teenager who allegedly sexually assaulted a 5-year-old boy. Now, that juvenile has been charged with rape. That man is speaking out to our CNN New Yorker in a story you'll see only on Cleveland 19. And
that's
we want to warn you that some of these details may be very disturbing.
Richard Adams tells me he snapped when he walked into this house on Thursday in East Lake.
I was just doing laundry, and I walked out, and there was a 17-year-old who had a 5-year-old's pants down to his ankles, and he had the 5-year-old's penis inside of his mouth.
Adam says after he got the 17-year-old boy away from the 5-year-old, he started beating the teen.
Tell us, what did the 5-year-old boy tell you?
He said that that the 17-year-old had touched him right there, and he had previously touched him the night before.
When you heard that, what went through your mind?
I kind of just snapped and didn't know what to think.
And then he posted it to Facebook. Here's an edited version
of
the aftermath.
I don't know why he does that.
We are not revealing the 17-year-old's face since he's a juvenile.
What'd you do? You molest the 5-year-old? Huh? Did I just catch you molest the 5-year-old?
Adam says Eastlake police were called, and he was arrested for felony assault.
Weird story.
The 17-year-old was also arrested and charged with rape of the 5-year-old boy. Adams tells me he regrets posting the video to social media, but doesn't regret protecting the 5-year-old boy.
I do feel sorry for the video. I should not have posted that. I do feel remorse with the video situation. I want everyone to stop all the child offenders and predators that are out there. I really do. And I don't want no child to have to go through that.
But now he's worried about his future.
Are you scared, though, about what's going to happen?
I am scared. I have a kid on the way, and I do want to be there for my child's birth. And that is the only thing that's worrying me right now. I almost want to cry saying it.
Getting answers in East Lake, CNN New Yorker, Cleveland 19.
No, so I had a lot of just feelings that just poured right out of me when I watched this. But at the end, it really caught my attention that they blurred the face of the 17-year-old who has a 5-year-old's penis in his mouth because he's 17. And, you know, I went right there, Nicholas Sandman, 16, smirking, worldwide hatred.
Right.
He's 16.
Yeah.
So we protect a child molester, but we don't protect a guy smirking who so little is known about, except that we hate him and he's a racist and a bigot and all the things he was called. It's really, I don't know, media is a very strange thing right now. And I know this is not media. It's Facebook. But it's funny that Facebook protected this 16-year-old.
Did
Twitter do anything for...
Do you ever...
Lil Tay, 9-year-old?
No.
Who cares?
No.
Don't you think, though...
It's the Wild Wild West, for sure.
Story is exactly like he says it is. Won't the judge just go, okay, we're not going to worry about this.
Yeah.
It's not really
possibly. And he has raised $33,500 so far on GoFundMe.
Cool.
For legal fees.
Did he start the GoFundMe?
His uncle did.
His uncle did?
2 days ago, and it's already exceeded its $30,000 goal. The kid's going to get a lot of support.
Yeah, as he should.
Yeah, I agree. The problem is when you...
Whose house was this? And why was he doing laundry at a random house?
More questions need to be asked, for sure.
And why was this other... Who was this other guy at this house? I mean, who's the homeowner? This is a really weird story.
Well, with a 17-year-old who wants to take advantage of a 5... Oh, yeah, why is he with the 5-year-old? Is he related to him?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure we'll find out.
Is that really what happened?
This story will definitely go up in flames.
By the way, Barbara Streisand, please go to hell. Will you please go to hell?
Fuck her.
I kept reading it over going, there must be more to this. I feel bad for Michael Jackson. And, you know, he had his sexual needs.
Sexual needs.
Yeah. You know, I'd love to see what would happen if she had a 10-year-old who was molested by someone. I wonder if she'd feel the same way if they were just meeting their sexual needs.
But like I was saying yesterday, did she ever comment on Trump and the women that accused Trump of sexual assault? Those were just his sexual needs by her logic.
Oh, I'm quite sure she did.
Well, I mean, this is just his sexual needs.
I declared on the way over, no more Barbara Streisand for anybody.
That should have been declared
ever.
Decades ago.
That's true.
Who needs any Barbara Streisand?
I was just,
I don't think
really
she's ever contributed anything to society that I need.
I don't understand
why
she was so deified for so long.
I don't either. I don't get it.
But,
well, I think a lot of people hate her. But then you have the people like Maz who just love her so much, which I think draws more hatred to her when people revere her.
There's people that actually like her music.
Oh, yeah.
There was somebody who
she did a tour, it'd be sold out.
To try to defend her by claiming, yeah, she lives in a bubble. She's really rich. I don't think living in a bubble of your affluence protects you from being an idiot.
Are you saying she's suffering from affluenza?
She had a severe case of affluence, but you still.
Child molestation. She said she saw Leaving Neverland and she believed the two guys, but then she said, they didn't kill them. They got married.
They ain't dead yet.
Yeah,
essentially, the trailer park lady.
Dead. Absolutely.
Well, I think she was also subscribing to the theory, which. Would Robeson have the career he had if he didn't know Jackson?
They were thrilled to be there, she said. They were thrilled to be. Yeah, they were thrilled to be there. He's Michael Jackson. That's what's so fucked up about this is that he used his fame to molest fucking 10-year-olds, you idiot. Of course they were thrilled to be there.
So how many people has she used in some capacity if she feels like that kind of cover is okay? By the way,
but with Michael Jackson, there is a double standard. It's okay to trash anyone who is somehow hurting Michael Jackson. For some reason, those victims, it's okay to say anything about them. Right. I didn't really, honestly, I don't think she got nearly the outrage because it's fun to measure outrage. She didn't get a lot. I mean, she did, there were people on Twitter, but not the usual people.
Mm-hmm.
What are we going to say, Trudy?
Well, the other thing that freaked me out over the weekend was I was getting my hair did and picked up a Vogue magazine about Justin and Hailey Bieber opening up about their passionate, not always easy, but absolutely all-in romance. Aww. He's the emotional one.
Of course he is.
She's like a stone, apparently.
They're in couples therapy.
He's also sleeping
already.
He's also sleeping in a hyperbaric oxygen chamber.
Bieber is.
That was the story today, yeah.
I don't know.
I'm sleeping in a hyperbaric oxygen chamber. I'm going to have the same echo as Michael.
Oh, he may have to relive his childhood then.
I don't know how many people read Vogue magazine, but if you get a chance, you should read this article. It's so stupid.
Were you reading the actual magazine?
Yeah, I was reading the magazine.
You were reading a magazine?
Gross.
I had a magazine in my hands.
Wow.
It was amazing.
Our Facebook Live, somebody wrote in that you dedicated Billy Squire to a Drew in Ferndale.
I did.
That's great.
Billy Squire made.
Glad they heard it.
He made the show again.
He did.
Everybody loves
him,
man.
Billy Squire.
Everybody.
Is there Breakfast with Billy Squire or something at 10 o'clock every day?
Breakfast with Billy.
What's going on with Billy Squire?
No, but thanks for giving me the idea for a new feature on the show.
Billy.
Vince Neil's band Rock Candy was playing Billy Squire in the dirt.
Yeah. By the way, sorry to interrupt Billy.
Oh, you are?
Hey,
really?
Bill, come on over here and show me your penis.
the dirt guys, the actors who played them were so like fresh looking and beautiful and so not,
Yeah, it reached a point in the movie where
it's like,
the guys are supposed to be in their 30s, and yet Machine Gun Kelly still looks like he's 17 years old.
And, the guy who plays Nikki Six, I forget what his name was. Actually, though, I thought the guy who played Mick Mars should have played Ozzy, because he looks, I think, more like Ozzy. That part, that scene was really funny. Yeah,
right. I thought the casting was okay. I realize the movie was cheesy and corny and campy, but
isn't the
subject
the band.
Matter?
Yeah. It also rocked.
Well, that's Jeff Tremaine, too. The director is the guy who directed Jackass movies and such. So,
I mean, I have to admit, it took me maybe 15 minutes to sort of get used to the idea that these guys are playing these guys and just to go along with it.
Breaking the fourth wall.
Yeah, once it got going, I thought they were okay.
You know how this stuff is with guys.
Yeah.
I like watching Vince sing this the same line 15 times in a row.
Who produced Dr. Feelgood? Is that Bob Rock?
Oh, boy.
Bob Rock.
I don't know, Drew. Let me look it up.
Somebody very exacting.
Bob Rock.
Okay.
Bob Rock.
Yeah, I'm a little surprised.
But in the movie, it was Nikki that stopped him and made him redo it.
You know what? Who cared? How those scenes weren't necessarily the same as the book, it didn't really matter, did it?
The album did fantastic, so yeah. I think Bob Rock can only get credit now. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure, you know, a lot of bands complain about that. I think Mutt Lang is very exacting, and Phil Spector used to get take after take after take after take after take, and he'd have 11 guitar players when a lot of times people thought you only needed one.
Yes. And just like that full sound.
Peter Frampton said, I can't even hear my guitar and All Things Must Pass.
You know, The Dirt had every major story from the book, but was it in Nicky's book or was it in The Dirt about him, about the origin of this song when he overdosed? Because they never connected the two together. I mean, they had Nicky's overdose, which it's another part of the movie I want to question.
It was not on the news. It was not on TV. Was breaking news, Nicky Six overdose.
Can somebody please find me the black... EMT that went, this is Nicky Six, man. He ain't done on my watch. I laughed out
so
loud
fake.
When he said it. I'm like, that guy didn't know recognize Nicky Six.
Yeah, did they cram two needles in his heart instead of one?
I don't know.
How many was that guy going to stick in there if it didn't work? The second one didn't
if
work.
If this was some regular Joe on the street, I would let him die. But this is Nicky Six from Motley Crue, man. He's going to ride kick stop my heart after this.
It was a little ludicrous,
totally. But yet hilarious. That's the movie.
What that reminded me of was, didn't Steven Adler say his fist was sore when he woke up in the morning? He realized he was slugging Nicky Six, trying to get him to come out of an overdose. And I think Nicky Six and Steven Tyler said, oh, my, I woke up, my chest was killing me. I realized somebody was trying to stop me from overdosing.
That was great.
Oh, wow.
It seems like something that would be true.
Now, wouldn't it make sense for Motley Crue to tour off this movie?
Yeah. Yeah. I can't imagine.
But they signed that agreement.
I know. They're legally bound. it doesn't work. I was going to say, what if they left one of them behind? I mean, Mick Mars couldn't play or something. But it seems that if one person's missing, there's much less interest in Motley Crue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they did tours without Tommy. Not as good. The tours without Vince were a disaster.
Yeah.
A lot of empty seats.
That poor guy, too. What was his name? Who stepped in? I forgot.
John Corabi.
Corabi, yeah.
Poor guy. The poor bastard needs to go on tour with, what's his name from Van Halen?
Oh, Sharon?
Sharon.
Gary Sharon.
Gary.
Why? So they can play in front of no one?
I thought the
Rejects tour.
The Rejects band.
I thought the scene where they were playing for the half-empty house, do you remember that?
Mm. With Karabi, yeah.
Yeah, it looked like a...
Italian Grill.
It looked like a high school auditorium or something.
It was. Right? They didn't have Vince.
What, they couldn't get a normal venue without Vince?
No. They Vince did all their booking. Of course they could have.
I thought that scene looked really fake.
Yeah, for sure.
Whereas some of the live... scenes look not bad.
Yeah, okay. No, they were pretty good.
Here's where Nikki's dying.
Oh.
It's flatlining.
It's a sad night.
And it's live on the news.
We've just received unconfirmed reports.
I looked for the news reports of this online. No.
Nice fake news reporting him dead.
What the fuck?
We'll continue to bring you details on this developing story.
What the fuck?
Daddy, are you okay?
Yeah, baby, I'm fine, yeah.
I had a serious issue. That little girl was a terrible actress.
She was very bad. You're right.
Horrible.
She'll get better. She'll get better.
Well, no, she can't. She died in the movie. Spoiler alert.
Oh, sorry.
I know she was pissing me off. She was the worst actress in the movie.
Back, man.
Shit.
If I were viewing it, I would lambaste her first.
Time to dust. Nah. This nigga fucking six, man. He's not about to die in my ambulance.
What?
Whammo, one down.
That didn't happen.
Got nothing.
No response. Get another one.
And then he's fine.
Oh.
Yo.
High fives.
I finally.
High fives all around the ambulance.
She.
Excuse me, man. You died in my ambulance. What?
Of course, my previous experience with this is Uma Thurman in Pulp Fiction.
Yeah.
With Rosanna Arquette looking on and that other dude.
Right.
What a weird character Rosanna Arquette played.
Trippy.
I know.
Her name was Trudy, wasn't it?
Oh, that's right.
That was Trudy. That's right. Always love her.
It could have been you. What?
And I thought.
Don't you go dying on me.
The Heather Locklear story was pretty thinly knitted into it, but.
Yeah, the night of the Razzle crash.
Well, that was Tommy's bad shit about him was he was married to hot chicks.
I know.
That sucks.
Well, he hit the girl on the bus.
Yeah.
Punched her.
He was also very weak because he got the blowjob while calling back to Heather.
Yes.
He said so in the movie. He was very weak.
By the way, I'm surprised.
Multitasker, though.
Someone would have uncovered just what is going on with Heather Locklear. That has got to be one of the saddest stories out there. And I think if you ask a lot of people, they'll say, oh, well, you know, Heather was so super hot, and now she's like 58, and she just can't stand that she's not so hot anymore, which is kind of an oversimplification, I think, in sort of armchair psychology. What is really going on with Heather Locklear?
Her career's wrapped up, and she doesn't know how to deal with it.
But she's we don't know that. I mean, that would
she's
make
sense. She's got addictions,
sense.
Too.
Yeah. I mean, somewhere, something went really... Because I always had heard that she was really together... And really very down to earth for somebody who was, you know, put on this pedestal for being hot. Mm-hmm. I mean, it would.
Hello.
Yeah, wait, but you're attracted to chaos because she was attracted to Tommy Lee. And then she married Richie Sambora.
I know.
Yeah.
She didn't learn a lesson the first time.
She might be the issue.
She's out, though. She supposedly is okay.
She's not attacking any more police?
No, not so far.
Not yet.
Seems
she's got a lot of legal problems.
Did not look
she's
good,
totally
but...
incompetent.
Hey, you know, she was a Kayo. Oh my God.
A Kayo? What's a Kayo?
A Kayo. Her sorority.
Oh.
It's a Kayo sister.
Were you a Kayo?
No. The Kayos were insane on Bowling Green's campus.
Oh, okay.
Just nuts.
She seems like she would be a Kayo.
There's some other sorority news today. Did you read the story?
Sorority.
The sorority at the University of Michigan has apologized for popping balloons that prompted 20 calls to 911 because they thought it was a live shooter.
Well, can we pass some kind of a law that you can't pop balloons anymore?
Did you read their comment?
You can't pop more than one.
No more balloons for you.
Did you read the official statement from the sorority?
No, I did not. I'm stunned.
Are truly sorry to everyone who feared for their lives and had to experience the traumatic events of that day. Especially to our fellow Muslim students and those who were present at the New Zealand Mosque Solidarity Vigil.
Well, they have to single out. What about the non-Muslims that were at the vigil?
It is not acceptable to merely pass off our actions as a poorly timed coincidence. To do so would ignore the politically charged atmosphere that day in many serious events.
Oh, my God.
On campus, a pursuit of the false alarm. Failure to acknowledge these circumstances will only further enable us to benefit from the privilege that comes with a lack of understanding about the real dangers and fears that many of our fellow peers, students of color, and Muslim students live on with a day-to-day basis. This is from a sorority. A sorority wrote this, quote-unquote.
Oh,
unquote.
Good God.
Oh, it keeps going. I'll do one more.
Okay, no, keep reading it.
As part of a large and diverse community of color, we understand that everyone perceives and processes traumatic events in different ways and at different speeds. That's not what happened here, though. They heard balloons popping and thought they were gunshots. We have used this past week to not only process our feelings of guilt and disbelief, but to also reflect on our mistakes.
Maybe they need counseling.
And take responsibility
for their guilt.
Our actions by reaching out to members of our immediate communities. What does that even mean? We take this event as a stark realization that we need to further educate ourselves about Islamophobia, white supremacy, and what it means to use our positions as A/PIA, whatever that is, students, to participate in more meaningful coalition building on campus.
What
moving forward
in the hell are you talking about?
I know. You lost.
You popped a few balloons.
We are committed to standing together in solidarity with our fellow Muslim students. This has nothing to do with that.
Wait, are Muslim people the only ones
called 911
who were affected by the call to
911? No. While our words cannot undo the trauma that was experienced that day, we will use Saturday's events as a way to further educate ourselves more about social justice and to empower and uplift our Muslim community and communities
of color. Oh, my God, you're so
boring.
Not you, Mark, but...
Wow.
I couldn't agree with Tom Cruise more.
Couldn't you just say, sorry, popped all those balloons.
Sorry.
That's all I have to say.
Not sorry.
Yeah. Sorry, not sorry.
Sorry, not sorry.
I don't think you should have to apologize for popping balloons because
but they're implying only people of color and Muslim students were the only ones scared.
The mistake was that it apparently when you pop a lot of balloons at once, some people think it sounds like should we bring some balloons down here someday so we can
no because I hate the sounds of balloons popping. It freaks me out. I have a balloon phobia.
I did go back to In the Line of Fire, the movie where Clint Eastwood jumped in front of jumped and grabbed the president because a balloon popped. So that wouldn't be the first time it's ever happened.
Wow.
I mean, I think it's really more of a circumstance than the idea that any time a balloon pops, someone thinks they're being shot or someone's being shot.
Well, people are triggered now by balloons, so
remember,
we should ban
Mason,
balloons.
You usually see a balloon, too. Yeah, maybe that should be the end of balloon.
But there's a lot of echo down the hallways of Mason Hall.
Okay.
Usually, how often do you hear when there's a mass shooting? People always say it sounded like firecrackers. You never hear them say it sounded like a bunch of a sorority popping bunch of balloons.
Never did hear that.
But 20 calls to 911.
I think people are universal in their ability to be scared of something in a visceral way.
Well, they were at a
story.
Memorial.
Yeah, it was
for
the day
the
after,
shooting victims. So
it's on
their mindset was in a certain place.
I get it.
That's call 911.
Now, obviously, the balloon poppers are not thinking that, oh, this vigil's close enough to here. So I think they're blameless. I think it was an accident. This idea that this giant apology is required to all these different groups, and they need to work on building relationships. Oh, good God.
Can someone follow up on it and make sure they do everything they said they were going to do in that apology?
Well, I'm sure someone will.
Which was
all someone really, will hold them accountable.
Which is all really vague and non-committal, too.
By the way, I'm really tired of people being held accountable. People who do something right or they do something wrong. Do we need these hold accountable people all over the place?
We're wasting so much time on stuff like that.
I feel like there's a lot of time being wasted on having people's backs and supporting people. Why does everyone have everyone's back? I mean, don't your friends, aren't they your friends?
Yeah.
I mean, what's this having their back? So in other words, it seems to me that having your back means no matter what you do, I got your back.
Yeah, no matter how fucked up it is.
Yeah, if you pop a bunch of balloons and if people think it's a shooting, I got your back.
which why wouldn't you? If you
shoot up the place, I got your back. I got your back.
Well, who's back? Well, we got Lily Masway's back. We have Dan Leach's back, who, by the way, I saw Dan Leach out in public, and I didn't get a chance to say hi to him. He was holding court at Lady Jane's when I was getting my hair cut, but I had his back. If anyone wants to rag him for holding court at Lady Jane's, I got your back, Dan Leach.
Lily!
He's got such an unmistakable voice.
His haircut and he was holding court?
Yeah, he's talking really loud and animated.
Is he talking sports?
Not really. No, I think he's talking life as Dan want to do. Yeah. I like him. He's a nice guy.
He's fun.
I like listening to him, too. I like his show.
Does he understand amplified sound?
No, but that's what makes it so listenable.
I was always thinking it's kind of fun when people hold court.
He's an open book,
a place
too.
Like that, because it gives you something else besides the activity you're involved in.
I didn't have to carry the conversation.
No, you have to think. You can just listen to what the hell's going on. So he's
holding
court.
Leach holding court at Lady
Jane's. And critique their court holding.
Yeah.
To yourself.
Very comfortable doing so.
March is here. It's Ram Truck Month at Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. And Jeff, Thad, and Stephanie need to sell lots of trucks. And they're going to make it easy for you because during Zot Ram Truck Month, lease a new 19 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab 4x4 at just $189 a month. How's that for a deal? How about leasing a new 19 Jeep Compass Limited for $199 a month or a new 19 Jeep Grand Cherokee for just $239 a month?
Nice.
Then there's the 18 Jeep Wranglers. Lease one starting. Oh, and that's employee pricing for everyone.
Really?
Yes. Whoa. Everyone on the new 18 Jeep Wranglers. Lease one starting at $279 a month. And Wranglers, of course, can handle the terrible Michigan roads.
Oh, how?
So Charlie Langdon had a big pothole alert on Twitter. And I think there were some flat tires and whatnot. So I don't know if a Wrangler would have made it through, but it'd have a much better chance. Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram can't fix the roads, but they certainly have damn good deals.
Mm-hmm.
Cars that can probably handle it. And Dr. Yaldo is the most experienced and honored eye surgeon to set people free from the annoyance of poor performance of glasses, contacts, and reading glasses. They also have glasses, contacts, and reading glasses there if you choose not to go for one of the ideal answers to that. As last week, another 20 or so Michiganders got custom CATS LASIK.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, 20. The most advanced in the world, and most will get better than 20/20. Some others, 50 years and older, will get multifocal lens implants, the Rolls-Royce surgery that lets them throw away their hated reading glasses, the need for which is a pain in the ass, as summer is upon us with swimming, softball, reading small print. That's a year-round activity. Do all the stuff that enhances your lifestyle without the burden and annoyance of the old technologies, glasses, contacts, and do what many Drew and Mike listeners have done. Call for the free evaluation. Get the Drew and Mike discount. See stuff like you did decades ago. Call 800-398-EYES, 800-398-EYES, or go to YaldoEyeCenter.com. Do it. Get it done. Enjoy the best summer and the best vision of your life. And
do it. Get it done.
Trudy, what did you play today on 106.7 WLLZ besides that Billy
Joel song
you dedicated to Drew?
Do you have any other dedications to anybody?
I did, actually.
Ponderous,
you
man.
Know, called out a bunch of people who are listening, so.
Oh,
cool.
Fucking ponderous, man. Ponderous.
The new generation of classic rock, and I'm holding you to it. I'm popping around the dial, seeing what you're playing versus other people. I heard ZZ Top today.
Yeah. We also are kind of digging deep into the AC/DC now, which is really cool. Who Made Who the other day, which I don't usually hear.
I love that song.
Did you play anything off of Heart-Shaped Box?
Somebody referenced the album Heart-Shaped Box. I didn't say it, did I?
Did I?
I don't know. We got 15 phone calls, about 28 messages, and 4 emails saying, it's called In Utero!
I'm mad I didn't even hear it or recognize it.
Did I get blamed for that?
I think so.
Really? I'm glad it was you, not me, but it could have easily
Well, your name's on the show, man.
Someone else sitting across from me said Heart-Shaped Box, but I'm not entirely sure.
Oh,
I did. I don't know.
Tail of the tape. You don't remember?
No, hell no.
Okay.
Well, it just shows how strong Nirvana is in the listening community.
Oh, absolutely. And actually,
more of it.
You guys are playing a lot of Nirvana tracks. I've noticed a lot of Metallica tracks.
I have a weird association with Heart-Shaped Box, by the way, because I always think of Courtney Love. And it kind of grosses me out. No, the song is great.
Oh, like her vagina is a heart-shaped box?
Yeah.
Wow, I never thought of that.
Yeah.
I'm bummed out, too.
Gross!
Please strike this song from the playlist immediately.
This song reminds me of being in high school. And this, for some reason, we're in the library, which is the only place in the building that had cable. And we immediately put on MTV. And that video was on. And the librarian called it blasphemous and anti-religious and made us shut it off. Which made us like it even more.
It's got a bush.
That beaver weighs almost as much as little Layla.
What?
Oh, great song. New generation of classic rock at 106.7 WLLZ. Foo Fighters, Ozzy, Aerosmith, AC/DC, Zeppelin, Pearl Jam, Guns N' Roses, Nirvana, Motley Crue, Van Halen, Trudy's on 10 to 3, Doug Podell, afternoons 3 to 7, mm-hmm. Bill McAllister in mornings. And the early.
Does he play breakfast with Billy and Billy? Bill McAllister and Billy's.
Oh, Bill!
It's a double Billy breakfast.
You know, I have not heard Bill yet because I'm not in the car usually.
Hello, Bill.
It's time to hear Bill. Trudy, what's Dr. Roche doing?
Dr. Roche is doing Diva. And as a matter of fact, you can purchase 3 Diva treatments for just $38.50.
If you want a heart-shaped box.
Really cleans that area up. $4,500 regularly, so that's a significant discount. And you get a G-Shot for free, which usually is $1,200, which improves a lot of tactile sensations.
It can really help out Hope Solo, too.
I know. I think it would take more than three treatments. There's a lot of damage.
Eight or nine diva treatments. Or that, so I get an insurance adjuster to make sure it's not totaled.
Oh, it's been totaled.
But I know he can help. So you can do this up until, let's see, what is today? The 26th. 248-338-1110 for a consultation, or go to www.droche.com for pictures and consultations and other info.
248-338-1110 for Dr. Roche. And boobs, boobs, always boobs, and all the other myriad things they do over there.
What's wrong with you?
Drop. Nothing's crazy.
Here comes the meat wagon.
Oh. Woo, woo, woo.
Oh, Lord. Oof. You see Savannah Guthrie's in trouble again?
Oh, what has she done now?
She interviewed Sarah Sanders and was very mean to her.
She was not very mean. She
the internet
just,
is very mad at her.
She returned question and answer.
No, that's very mean. You just got to take everything at its word.
You know, I'm so tired of the Mueller report. Now I was reading this morning all the Hollywood people who loved Mueller, and they're so pissed at him now.
As predicted.
Why?
Because he's not indicting him for Russian collusion.
He was never going to indict him. That's not what it was about.
Well, Russian collusion. A lot of it was about Russian collusion, about obstruction Russian of justice. Meddling, what?
It was about them meddling, not us colluding with them.
Well, but Trump, in conjunction with Russia.
Sure. But there were 25 indictments with Russia.
Yeah.
Russian entities.
I never believed that Trump really colluded with Russia. I never believed that you could collude with anyone to change anyone's vote.
The collusion delusion.
When we got to the last week of that election, was anyone really changing their vote? Not that if he colluded with Russia or he with Russia, it wouldn't be of interest. Of course it would be, but...
Well, maybe not changing the vote, but maybe people just wouldn't vote because the FBI reopens the email. I mean, there could be... people vote and don't vote for dumb reasons, Drew. It could be anything.
Well, I don't know. I just remember that.
I mean, there's never going to be a cause and effect directly for that.
Well, 22 months, I would think if there was something really going on there with Trump... they would have found it.
Yeah, they're never going to.
You know, we kept hearing about this meeting that Don Jr. was in, this Oppo research thing. And if that's the best they had, and honestly, no one ever meets with anyone about Oppo research if they're from another country. That never happens.
You're not supposed to.
Something tells me if somebody has good Oppo research, they have probably a few meetings.
If you're meeting with somebody from, say, like, I don't know, what's a small country?
Montenegro,
as opposed to the U.S., well, the former USSR, I think there's a significant difference in who.
Well, he wasn't meeting with Putin.
Yeah, hang on.
Don Trump Jr. wasn't meeting with. Who was he meeting with? I don't even remember the person's name.
I don't know. Klitschnikov something. I don't know. Anyway.
And then.
What a mess.
Klitschnikov.
I'm trying to think of my favorite.
Klitschnikov.
What was the tweet?
Close enough. They're all the same, Trudy. No one knows.
It might have been
no one cares.
Bette Midler was saying that he was alone with Putin with no one else for an hour.
Wrong.
Well, he was. Well, and the translator. I don't know what that means, but he was.
Well, I guess that's the evidence that should have been why he was indicted.
Doesn't it, you know, bear thinking that possibly this is going to take a little bit longer to dissect all of the things that were in this report?
Oh, I don't think we're done with this.
Or is it
great
sleuth?
I dread the fact. I don't think we'll ever be done with this. I wish with all my heart that Trump just said, you know what? I like just being a contractor and having a few billion dollars.
Yeah.
I don't know why anyone would want to be in the middle of this gunk. And if you think about it, if he had not been president, you know, Michael Cohen would be doing his thing, and Paul Manafort would be not paying his taxes.
And wearing his dick skin tight jackets.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's as tight as an ostrich dick skin.
Now, if you think about it, I think there are a lot of people who have a lot of money. And when Trump ran, I'm sure a lot of people thought, oh, yeah, people completely outside the system trying to run the country. Well, after this, I don't know. I would think this would be a serious, seriously dissuade a lot of people from doing it.
Huh.
And if you think about it, how many presidents have been through, okay, Clinton and Trump, that's two of the last four presidents who've gone through really amazing far-flung investigations, which start at A and end with Z the second time through the alphabet. I'm sure Clinton would say the same thing. And then Iran-Contra, that was huge. Look at the shit these guys get into.
Sure.
This is a person elected to be president, and I'm not saying they have the right to engage in whatever the fuck they want, but just saying, I mean, it's a messy business. Meetings with your attorney being played on television, I mean, it's pretty wild.
Boy, it's tough.
All I want to know is, how do I get more money out of Deutsche Bank? Because they seem like they'll loan to anybody, so I can get three more houses or something out of that group of people.
Well, Michael Avenatti apparently doing the same thing.
Wow, yeah. Indicted today.
What a great day it was for Trump.
Yeah.
No indictment.
Day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's never going to be indicted, though. Did people really think the president of the United States is going to be indicted?
Yeah, a lot of people did.
They're dumb.
They absolutely did. They hoped he would. They thought he should be.
That's one thing.
They felt they knew something that Mueller didn't know, or they thought that Mueller was going to find something.
That's the one thing
people
we didn't
know.
That
the reason he didn't criticize Putin was because he and Putin were in bed together. They cooked the election together. I mean, there's all kinds of people who think that.
That's a picture in my head now.
No, but Avenatti today tried to extort
the dossier on him being urinated on. A lot of people thought, oh, he's being blackmailed because he has prostitutes urinate on him. And, you know, so that's why.
All a lie.
And
that's probably
still
that's
why Trump Tower
he doesn't come down hard on Russia.
Moscow.
Well, then that begs the question then, why does he love Russia so much?
Who knows? I mean, I'm not going to put myself, I'm not going to try to
I'm just
explain
curious.
How Donald Trump's
doesn't,
mind
doesn't
works.
Doesn't that make people wonder, at least?
Kind of. A little.
Oh, I think people wondered 22 months worth. And they'll continue to wonder. People aren't going to just go, oh, okay. I mean, nobody ever says, oh, okay anymore. When someone's elected president, they go, oh, okay. They say, he's not my president. George Bush, I mean, how many people, he's not my president. I mean, to the victor
I still
goes
maintain
the spoils.
He was a worse president than Trump.
George Bush?
Yeah. Mainly because of the war.
The economy went to
and the economy
absolute
went to shit.
Shit.
He gets a lot of credit for how he handled post 9/11, but the economy and then the war is just the Iraq war.
Well, I don't think it's even close at this, but Bush is, I mean, he's got to be way down the list in terms of presidents, but yeah. I bet you there are a lot of people on the left who would kill to have George Bush.
That's what I mean. They're misguided, I think.
Well, I think when the economy is really good, a lot of people take it for granted. And I don't know why people do that, because, in fact, it's not likely to be the biggest issue in 2020. I think it's fourth on the list.
It might be by then.
Oh, maybe.
I mean, you never know.
But I think people do take the economy for granted when it's good for a long time. And then when the economy goes to shit, then it's all that matters. Nothing else matters.
Yep. 100%.
All these little bullshit things don't mean a damn thing.
Mm-hmm. That whole Bush and Michelle Obama thing was the cutest story ever told. But I think
the candy?
Yeah, it's where
are they banging?
Bush has really rebounded. He's really rebounded and popular. A lot of people who hated him as a president now really love him.
Adorable.
As
he
a
gave
former
her candy.
President.
I like him. I think he's a very likable person. I just think he wasn't a terribly great president.
I don't think he was really. I'm not sure he was really ready to be president. I mean, he did have some good people around him from his father's administration.
Yeah.
But,
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
George Bush was a fuck off until he was 30 years old. He was really, I mean, if you're going to say somebody's privileged, I think he's a pretty good example. He buys the Texas Rangers with friends of his father. The previous owner was a friend of his father, so that deal was pretty well cooked. He didn't put that much money in. He made a ton of money, and
yeah, but
he
was good at opening day pitches, though.
He was.
And he was good at doing all the presidential stuff and making it fun.
He turned things around.
He's great at dodging shoes.
For himself by running the Texas Rangers and then made himself governor out of that and then became president. But
still is my favorite presidential quote of all time.
Oh, that was
pretty
unmistakably outstanding.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on Shame on you.
What happened to the script?
It fooled me. We can't get fooled again.
I won't get fooled again.
He hits that hard.
He also has one of my favorite presidential moments when that guy threw the shoe at him and he went, and then he popped back up and smiled and the guy threw the shoe again and he went, that was pretty sweet. Like, fuck you. Throw all the shoes you want. I can do this all day.
Trudy, can you handle this for me?
Sure.
See you, sir.
Where are you going?
I'd be delighted.
I forgot to get bring a drink down and
take a dump.
Oh.
No, I'm not going to do that.
In what order?
Well, same time.
Just these two.
Thirsty.
Okay.
In order.
Okay. I got
Brandon wants something to drink, too. You bring him
something. What do you want, Brandon?
Wait! No, no, I'm good. I got
you just said you were thirsty.
I have major breaking news, by the way.
And that's major the tease.
Breaking news.
Whoa. Ah, yes, the Ides of March, smiling down on us. And that means Gabar and the lovely leprechauns at Zot Ford and DealsInTheD.com are sharing their pot of gold with all of our lucky listeners. So chase the rainbow to Zot Ford and Holly and enjoy their shenanigans-free low payments. You can lease a 19 Ford all-wheel
drive. Do it in an Irish accent. Do it in a leprechaun accent.
Or a new 19 Ford EcoSport as low as... I can't keep it up.
For EcoSport.
EcoSport. As low as $82 a month.
$82?
Yup, $82.
Yeah, well,
or you can lease a new 19 Ford Edge.
That's all you gotta do is just go high in the middle of sentences. And if you see a TH, pronounce it with a hard T. I think it turned to you.
Oh, okay. Or the new 19 Ford F-150 Super Crew. 4x4, as low as $97 a month. That's pretty astounding.
That's amazing.
Yep, I said $97 a month. Because it says right here that I did. Zot Ford likes to keep the green in your pocket. So they take advantage of these charming payments before they disappear. Or you can.
To me, it looked like a leprechaun to me.
Everyone see a leprechaun? Yeah!
Could be a crackhead. And Luke Nowacki, who, I don't know if he knows this, but his copy is in the smallest densest material because he does the most.
A lot of information.
Yes, what? He really digs. He helped me out with something the other day.
He
was great. Yes, he was like instantaneous. Yeah.
Full disclosure.
I was trying to figure out if Vladdy's jersey had his sweater had been retired to the.
Oh, no.
And if they put it in LCA.
Was your internet out?
Maybe. I don't know.
Pay your internet bill?
It's not retired.
Who can I call to ask?
I think it was quicker to text Luke.
It's the first number I see.
But there's so much more. Over the past few decades, if you were goofing off with college friends, maybe you changed jobs once or twice, frittered away a lot of time. Maybe you were with CBS, possibly, and you left a 401k there.
Don't
get particularly it. Happy with what's been going on. Drew, where's Drew? Come on, Drew. Let's make you happy with that old retirement plan. Call Luke Nowacki's team at 248-663-4748. We'll fix that faster than Gretchen will fix the roads. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Royal Alliance Associates, Incorporated. Member FINRA, FINRA, SIPC, Royal Alliance Associates, Incorporated is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products of services referenced here are independent of Royal Alliance Associates. And because I can read that, I was telling Eli about my eye situation, my vision situation the other day. And I still can read that.
I know. My eyes are getting worse. I might have to go back to y'all, though.
Oh, boy.
So depressed.
Tighten it up again.
I'm so depressed about it.
I know.
I was walking around a store the other day going, oh, my God, I can't see anything. I don't know what happened to me.
Maybe you had a stroke. You have had some tough stuff going
gay.
On.
I mean, he's gay. Excuse me. He's blind.
Part of getting old. The other part of getting old, apparently, is I was telling you this, journey. I'm very hypersensitive to the humidity.
Oh, that's right.
What the fuck?
You need to be moist.
Well, after being in the hospital for those 2 days, I'm like, God, this hospital's so dry. And now I'm very obsessed with making sure everything's humid enough. So, my nose is moist. It's like, what am I, 90? I never once thought about humidity. And I turned 43 and I'm obsessed with it. Plus, the new thermostat tells me how humid my house is.
That's part of it. Oh, psychologically, you think.
Yeah. It's a smart pants.
More crim breaking news.
Oh.
Breaking news with Mort Krim.
Okay. Friday. Charlie and I were here to host Huel Perkins on No BS News.
Wow.
And I thought it was a great show, mostly because I've never really heard Huel in that sort of a format with someone like Charlie.
Informal. Who's not just,
Yeah, it was loose. It was really loose. And he was great. Anyway.
Here's one highlight real quick of Fuel.
Motherfucker, welcome to Detroit.
Motherfucker, welcome to Detroit.
Hell yeah.
Who the fuck are you?
26,500.
Motherfucker.
Really loose.
26,512 downloads after the first 24 hours. Fastest downloaded show so far for Charlie.
Wow. Nice.
So, you know, I knew
you had me at hello, Jerry Maguire, 2000. Ha ha.
I thought it would be 2000. I thought it was going to be a busy show, but that's really good. Great news.
Well and done.
Just shows that, boy, you get a good guest, and look what happens. And it was... It was really well done. And there was some, maybe possibly some breaking news. Check it out. No BS News with Charlie LaDuff, part of the Red Shovel Network.
I talked to him today about a bunch of things. And, of course, then I went back to the dirt.
Mm-hmm. Ah, the dirt.
And now they're sending, ground-penetrating sonar to those houses. And I said to Charlie, I go, well, what are they going to find? What's the point? If they don't want to find anything, they're not, because the mayor's the one that's sending it. If they don't want to find anything, they're not going to find anything. It's a bunch of, just a show.
You think they're just going to drive the ground penetrating x-ray out there and not
aim it at anything? Yeah, the dirt's fine.
Well,
what do you find when you use something like that?
What's in the ground? That's the thing, isn't it? Usually where they find bodies.
Yeah.
Well, it's nasty dirt. Nasty contaminated dirt. According to some, and I, you know, this thing's been going on a long time. These things take time. I don't know where they'll get, and sometimes it depends on who's in power and whose priorities are what, but apparently it's still going on. Now, Michael Avenatti, what an incredible year and a half it's been with Michael Avenatti, because it all starts with Stormy Daniels. And before today, we've heard that he just, when a lot of people, I think, were ready to just be done with him. And the last thing I thought with the Kavanaugh confirmation, where he had that woman who said that Kavanaugh was having gangbangs.
Yeah.
Remember Christine Blasey Ford. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then there was this wild story. And it was like, you know, first of all, I think it hurt the whole case against Kavanaugh. If there was a good case, that didn't
happen. I'm here for the gangbang.
So I think some people were kind of pissy about that, and then a couple other things since then. But he was accused of beating up his girlfriend, and that sounded like it had some legs. It wasn't just a shot out of the dark with nothing behind it. There was the GoFundMe that Stormy Daniels said, we raised $500,000. I got no accounting on how the money was spent. Then there's the bankruptcy with his coffee chain, which his partners say one thing. He says something 180 degrees different. Then Stormy Daniels also said that he sued Donald Trump in her name without her agreeing to it. She lost that case and owes Trump $1.3 million for his legal fees. But then she said, our shit's okay. Mm-hmm. Then she said, he doesn't represent me anymore. And today, by the way, she broke her silence again and said that, I hope it's not true, but it wouldn't surprise me, about today's charges, which I was fascinated by this story. First of all, there's a client that he won $1.6 million for, and the person was supposed to receive the money, I don't know, October, something like that, and he told them that you'll get the money in March. So in other words, he pushed the date 5 months further out. He got the money in October. He spent the money. Then in March, when the date came, they said, okay, where's my money? And he said, still don't have it. I'm going to loan you $130,000 of my own money so you can pay your bills.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. So they still, to this day, have not received the rest of that money, which Michael Avenatti has received. Then there's this affair with Nike where he's representing an AAU. I guess there's an AAU player whose family was allegedly given money by Nike. So Michael Avenatti is representing, I don't know if it's the AAU player or his family or
the
coach. Yeah, the coach.
But he's not even repping him. He's just saying he has evidence from that guy.
And he's demanding to be hired, saying that, Nike, you screwed up and you must hire me to conduct an internal review, and he wants to be paid an enormous amount of money to do this. I mean, we're talking about
$25 million?
$22 million or something. And if they didn't want to do that, and he said something about it, and I don't want any chump change, like $1.5, $2, $3 million, you know, if it's something like that, just forget about it. Then if they didn't want to hire him to be their internal reviewer, he said they could pay him $22.5 million for his silence, for essentially a non-disclosure agreement. Now, isn't it amazing how these things, you know, we keep hearing about these non-disclosure agreements. This is so often feels like extortion, bribery.
This is 100% you know, extortion.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of them feel that way.
But it came to a head because he was going to have a press conference today where he kind of outs Nike. And
yeah, he's been sending out tweets saying that these college sports scandals are much more far-reaching. He's trying to send a little message to Nike that, hey, you better play ball or else.
Plus there was talk about misconduct by employees. And what do you know? It's their earnings call tomorrow.
Yeah, and he had threatened them and said that, look, I'll take $10 billion off your market cap by announcing what's going on the day before earnings come out. So your stock will get pummeled.
What an asshole.
It's pretty pretty amazing stuff, but there's more. His former partner is owed $10 million in a court order from 2015 that he didn't give him $10 million of the firm's profits. That's a four-year-old case he's on the losing end of. He also says that he didn't pay a paraplegic client $4 million that he was to be paid by one of their clients or one of their people they sued, that Michael was paying him, I think he said, $2,900 a month and just sitting on the $4 million.
Don't they have somebody separate who takes care of sending the money, disbursement of the money?
Kind of thought so.
Isn't that kind of like below his pay grade to be the, you know, person sending the check?
Yeah. Well, unless he wants to control it.
If he is the one controlling it, then, I mean, that's clearly not a good idea in his case.
Apparently.
He seems to be playing awfully fast and loose with a lot of things here. But I'm really kind of stuck on this getting $22.5 million for his silence. I wonder how many people do that just because they know something.
Yeah.
Now, you know, in the case of Stormy Daniels, she knows that the man running for president had sex with her.
But what did he know about Nike for real? Is that why Nike called this bluff? You don't know shit.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what that story is. But I'm demanding to be hired, or he'll announce this on the day of earnings, you know, and cost them billions of dollars in stock price.
Yeah.
So they just let this all cat out of the bag?
Oh, yeah. There's two different cases, and they both were announced today. Huh. And it sounds to me like he's got some big problems. I wondered about the R. Kelly case. I mean, aren't the R. Kelly attorneys going to have a field day with this?
Yeah, probably. But all he really said is that he has that tape. I mean, the tape.
He turned tapes over. Well, I know, but you know how high-priced attorneys are.
How did he get that tape?
Look at Michael Evan. Look at how he screws people. He lies. He extorts people. Mm-hmm. And I just can't believe that's not going to become part of that case. Wow. That this guy is perpetually lying and lying for money. And is he lying for money now? Does he have a financial interest in the R. Kelly case? I have to wonder now.
Yeah.
What a mess.
You know, speaking of attorneys, watching the HBO special on Elizabeth Holmes, because it's still Holmes month.
Yes, it is.
Elizabeth Holmes month.
Yeah.
The David Boies thing, I was like, is he ever going to get another job again? He appears to be fine in his
Oh, he gets lots of practice. Big jobs. But yeah, he bullied all these people.
Great lawyer.
No, this lawyer bullying and this whole non-disclosure bullying, it seems to me, it just keeps crimes from being disclosed or malfeasance from being disclosed. I know something. Give me money. So I shut up. I don't know. How is that different from extortion?
That isn't.
And if you don't disclose a crime because someone gives you money, you know, I'm sure there are many occasions where it's perfectly legitimate if you're talking about knowledge of how a company works or how a company's managed or how a product's made or something like that, and someone wants you not to disclose it, and maybe you don't have an agreement in place, and so your silence is of value.
I mean, tracking down the victims of Harvey Weinstein and threatening them?
Oh, I mean, no, this victim bullying is, it's a business now. You know, the Pelicano, Anthony Pelicano, the Hollywood fixer, as they call him. Yeah, he fixes by bullying, including the Michael Jackson victims, by the way. He worked for Michael Jackson, made a lot of money working with Michael Jackson. Mm. He made a lot of money working for a lot of people. And when he was thrown in prison, he was working for Steven Seagal because someone was connecting him to, was it the mob?
Yeah.
And so, you know, he's following people. He's threatening people. He's wiretapping people, digging up dirt on them. These are victims. And these...
By the way, Pelicano just got released.
I know. And the belief is that he will receive a lot of money from clients of his that he did not spill on. Mm. Because he always said... no, it's...
I got your back. I got your back.
Exactly. So some of these people, you know, including names we well know, like Steven Seagal, Sylvester Stallone, Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
The feeling is that they will be plying him with money to get him going again because not reveal their secrets.
Michael Jackson, I mean, how's he going to get that money? Seagal doesn't have any money.
Well, I don't know.
Who else?
They said
Russia.
They said
yeah, true.
He was likely to receive quite a sum of money from some of the people whose secrets he holds on to.
The estate is so rich.
And I'm sure they're...
Michael Jackson.
Oh, that's right. Remember he came up with a Gary Shandling documentary because he was tapping Gary Shandling and Kevin Nealon?
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Gary Shandling, who was a victim, having his work
big
stolen.
Time. Yeah.
But, you know, you tap his phone and you find out something else and, hey, you want people to know about this and forget about this.
That's extortion.
Yeah, and he went to prison for 15 years. But this guy was doing things for Michael Jackson. And, you know, he was wasn't he wiretapping the parents of the Jackson victim?
Oh, boy.
And I think there was dirt from those phone calls because the father was trying to get a screenplay made or something. And so... Now, I know this sounds, to anyone who insists on defending Michael Jackson, say, oh, well, the father wanted to get a screenplay made. That doesn't mean he didn't. He was still in a bed with his son 360 consecutive days or something like that. That has nothing to do with that. But that's what they do. Oh, see that? Well, lying for money. They're lying for money. Which reminds me of the R. Kelly case, which the latest is. The attorneys are talking to each other from the Azriel Clary family and Azriel Clary so that they can meet. So the attorneys have to talk. Why can't she call her parents? Why can't her parents call her and say, hey, we'll meet you at Starbucks? Yeah. It's her daughter. She's 21 years old. They can't just meet her at Starbucks. We have to have attorneys set up a meeting.
They get to charge $200 for every phone call that they have to arrange that meeting, plus the meeting.
Yeah, and R. Kelly has to play in Dubai and meet the royal family in order to pay anybody, of course. So.
I can't believe he asked for his passport back.
I know. What? The irony.
Crazy.
But they can't talk and arrange a meeting, and then they were going to meet in a conference room at Trump Tower, or is it going to be R. Kelly's residence? And it looks like that's throwing it all. Oh, can't figure that out. And they were going to meet in Atlanta.
I flew in on a helicopter.
They wanted to meet at her grandmother's house in Atlanta. I think it's in Atlanta.
It's dragging grandma into it.
Well, grandma's dying, so they wanted Azriel to see her grandmother. And, of course, that's a plot. That's bullshit. They're just trying to get her away from R. Kelly. So they said Chicago or forget it. And they were going to go to Chicago. And I think they'd agreed to go to Trump's conference room. And then now they don't want it in Trump's conference room.
That's stupid.
I don't know. I mean, it's just so.
Use your common sense.
Completely insane. Ugh.
You should let him Great set guy. It up.
Yeah. I don't know why. Can't just call each other. Daughter.
That's
parents,
too easy.
They can't really make a phone call. Really?
How are you going to deprogram someone without your lawyer there, Drew?
This is not about music!
Hey, since this is a butthole themed podcast, the Golden Butthole.
Oh, I saw those.
Has a couple of names.
Weak.
Nice.
They all suck.
Generic.
Two of the names, the average person in Sterling Heights can't even spell them.
Well,
first of all, they're claiming that Golden Butthole or anything with butthole is not in the top five votes.
Fake. It's number
one. Forensic accountant demanded, I'll pay for a forensic accountant to count those votes because you know there's something with butthole in it.
Why don't they just call it the Big O at this point?
Well, they want to say the standing O. They want to call it that.
That's dumb.
That sounds stupid.
Well, this is the Big O, the O face.
The number one, I think it's the number one, is the Aurum, A-U-R-U-M, which is Latin.
What the hell is that?
Latin for gold.
Oh, yeah. Well, Sterling Heights is very...
That's so deep.
Entrenched in Latin philosophy.
Yes.
Deeply.
The Halo on Hall Road.
No, dumb.
The Overture.
Dumber.
Overture.
Boring.
Overture.
I don't think a lot of people can spell that. The Sun Gate.
Ovary.
Oh, my God. He's so deep.
The Sun Gate.
I know. It's
dumb.
Stupid. And the Standing O.
What kind of a wiener name is that?
But, you know, in the end, I feel like, honestly.
It's going to be the Golden Butthole. Everyone will call it.
It's already coined the Golden Butthole. It won't change.
Yeah. Why go to the trouble?
Things go well, I might be showing her my O face. You know what I'm talking about.
But people love this thing. I mean, look how much chatter it's gotten. Mm-hmm. It's probably gotten its money's worth in marketing already. And I saw Sterling Heights even made a joke about all the people calling it
the Butthole.
The Golden Butthole. Or
the Golden Butthole's Facebook page posted. Apparently, we're not appropriate. The Butthole is offended.
Oh, the Butthole is a Facebook page?
The Butthole is offended. Yeah.
The Butthole. Does it have a Twitter account? I want to follow it on Twitter. The Butthole.
Oh, me too.
At golden_butthole.
Cool.
What have they tweeted? Anything good?
Let me take a look. I'm just a waste of space. That's their pinned tweet.
Aww.
Be nice.
It's got a self-esteem problem.
It posts photoshops of the Golden Butthole.
I want the fist, the Joe Louis fist, to meet the Golden Butthole. I really think that should happen.
You know that this is
Clary's, Ezreal Clary's parents, attorneys, arrange something for the Joe Louis fist to meet the Golden Butthole?
Yes, they're really good at...
You punch it in the asshole? Play
dates.
Because you know, when you open this up to like a vote, it's always... You're going to get a lot of butthole ones. You're going to get the Ring McRing face, because that's what everybody names it.
Oh, Ringy McRing face?
Yeah, Bodie McBoat
face. Like Shooter McShoe. It's the person that bought George Zimmerman's gun. Shooty McShoot face.
Oh, yeah. George Zimmerman. Where is George Zimmerman?
I don't know. He's probably stabbing an inanimate object again.
He'll pop up.
Shooting a real one. What a loser.
We'll see the latest on him.
Wait, is it going to feed Jay-Z to an alligator or something?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, he had that beef.
That's great.
The latest I see is from November, and he pled no contest.
Oh, of course, it's a court case.
Yeah, it's a something. I can't even get in USA Today.
Jay-Z is doing a documentary on, I don't know if it's on George or just on the whole Trayvon Martin thing, but he's a big part of it.
Hmm. Oh, he pled no contest in a stalking case.
Oh, that's the one with the alligator, I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he's been in court multiple times since then. That's such a strange thing. I mean, honestly, I almost can go back there. What year was Trayvon Martin? Was that 2010 or something like that? I mean, these things just 11
or 12
and over.
He died in February 12. Of 2012.
Yeah.
And
Was that like ground zero for a lot of division in this country?
Yes, I think it was. I do. Or it ramped it up. I think it was already there, but it ramped it up. And honestly, you know, I read that story like any other story. And to me, it was so simple that cocksucker was a stalking police wannabe. I don't know what wannabe. And he was told, okay, first of all,
the real Trayvon authorities Martin told him to not follow him.
Don't follow him.
Chose to follow
him. Yeah, we need the pros to get involved in this. Just stay away. He's some community watch guy. And for a community watch guy, he really doesn't know a whole lot because Trayvon Martin was walking to his house.
Mm-hmm.
And so he
had a hoodie on.
He couldn't listen. He knows better than the 911 people. So he had to go confront Trayvon Martin for walking to his own house. Whatever happened, Trayvon Martin obviously didn't respond very favorably to it, as I wouldn't think anyone would. And some kind of fracas breaks out, and oh, he has to defend himself by shooting him to death. Oh, what a shame. You know, God, I guess I should have listened to them. That was just completely, to me, I was amazed because I was very clear to me that this guy is a bad guy. He doesn't listen to the police. He instigated the whole thing. Fuck him. Yep. And people were, I remember how much shit I got for that, and I was stunned. I was like, wait, what? But it became politicized because it was about stand your ground. It became a gun versus, you know, the assumption
I
was.
I never understood why that was his ground. The authorities told him it wasn't his ground to not follow him.
Exactly.
Why is it his ground?
That's how I felt. I thought it was just a common sense thing. No, they told you not to do that. He's going to his own house. You're wrong in the first place. You didn't do what they told you to do, what the police told you to do. Now, I would have thought that would have mattered.
Use your common sense.
I thought so, too. When I'm watching that court case, I was appalled.
Well, they argued that a 911 operator is not the police.
Right, well, they can argue all they want, but to well,
neither is he.
Why does he know more than he? So he has more authority than a 911 operator. I don't think so. And hasn't he proven it a million times since this event, by the way, that he has horrible fucking judgment?
Well, that's why he doesn't get anybody defending him anymore. Because
well, not anymore, but at the time, you know, by feeling that this guy was way out of line, I just remember getting a lot of shit because it was a stand your ground. It was a gun versus, you know, gun rights versus anti-gun, I guess. And I wasn't anti-gun at all. I just thought this guy was a fucking cowboy who decides his own. Yeah, he makes his own rules.
He's honestly the worst example for stand your ground.
Exactly. I know.
You a cowboy?
I was stunned.
You a cowboy?
I didn't know how anyone could have taken his side, including the jury.
Well, I'm sure you get some emails today about it.
I hate to be a heightist, but he was 5'7", and I think that's part of his
Zim Dog was?
Yes. Yeah.
By the way,
guy. Is that why he got his ass kicked?
17-year-old Trayvon Martin was beating his ass.
Yes.
Yeah.
So scratch on the back of his
head. I thought he was a badass, wanted to be something that he wasn't.
Yeah, and when somebody who's a community watch person wants to give you a bunch of shit for going to your house, I think they should get their ass kicked.
Yeah, for sure.
It was his fucking house.
Well, it should be left alone.
But, you know, it all becomes about talking points, and one side takes all their talking points, and the other side takes all their talking points, and the attorneys get involved, and what do you know, they talk a jury into thinking he feared for his life.
And then he gets flooded.
He feared for his life from this angry young man.
It's flooded with all this minutiae and red herrings that really don't mean anything.
Yeah, and somehow in Florida, it worked, because, what is it, Casey Anthony, again, back to her old ways, Florida, again. Did you take the Florida Man Challenge, Drew?
No, I did not.
When you Google Florida Man with your birthday, you find out just one of the ridiculous stories. Everyone has one.
You had a good one, Drew.
What?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, guy with that birthday,
But Florida Man.
Oh, something happened on your birthday.
Yes.
Okay. Well, they always use a Florida man.
Yeah.
In the headline.
To describe a news story that
worst story
insanity has taken place.
Well, how did I miss this Florida Man birthday thing? I knew nothing about it.
It's kind of an internet thing that's been going on for a couple of days. What was Drew's?
Well, it's gone now.
What?
What'd you do?
Well, because everybody keeps Googling Florida Man, the only things that are popping up is the fact that this is now a challenge.
Right.
So earlier today, there was a good one. Now it's just a shitty one. It says,
who broke it?
Zoof's was Florida Man throws a toilet through a window and then was found by police sitting on one on his birthday. A classic.
Mm. Oh, the irony.
Florida's all right. So messed up.
So we're here in the dealsinthed.com studios, and I will mention again that No Filter Sports recorded today to talk about the weekend in basketball and other things, and I think there was a little piling on at the end of the show, apparently.
There always is.
I know, there always is. That's the one thing I really love about this show. As wrong as that is, I personally quite enjoy it.
Yeah.
And nobody gets off the hook, either.
Today's show was great. The first half of the show was very well segmented. You know, they're getting through topics and really deep discussion. It was good.
Did Denny derail any topics, by the way?
The second half of the show got derailed by Denny, and then arguing ensued, and it was a mess. But it was a good mess. It was fun. It was a lot of fun. There's a lot of good talk about Gronk.
We didn't talk about Gronk.
Yeah, I'm tired.
Is he going to do Tide Pod commercials now?
Oh, he's going to do so much. He's got the world by the balls.
Oh, we haven't seen the last of Gronk.
He can definitely go to Barstool Sports, which obviously is right up his alley. They're from Boston. He's in Boston. He can go to the WWE. He can make movies like The Boz. He's got this personality.
The Boz? Please, don't bring up The Boz and say he's going to be... He's not going to be a success if he's going to be The Boz.
What? The Boz was great. What was that movie? Was it Stone Cold? What was the Boz movie?
The Boz.
Oh, what movie was he in? That was such a great
Stone
movie.
Cold in 91.
It was Stone Cold.
He was also in The Longest Yard.
One
Man's Justice. Yeah.
Starring the Boz.
Midnight Heat.
Oh, God, the
Back
Boz.
Back in business.
My reigning memory of Boz is...
I guess?
When, sure.
Was it when Bo Jackson blew by him on Monday Night Football?
Well, that was great. But I was already done with Boz by then because it was when he was suspended from the bowl game for contact with an agent, wasn't it?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, which is so typical of someone like the Boz.
Yeah.
And he was wearing a shirt that said NCAA, National Communists Association of America, or something stupid like that.
Hey, he had a t-shirt maker.
The Boz is deep.
That's really crucial, is having a t-shirt maker at your command.
Yeah, there it is. There's a shirt.
Oh, let me see.
National Communist Against Athletes.
What a dipshit.
Wow.
And he did it. Of course he did it. You dumbass.
This is Welcome to Rush on the Bottom.
What a stupid fuck.
He's on the sideline.
What's he look like now? What's Boz look like now?
Well, he was just in that 30 for 30. He
looks great.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Are you doing some research on your fantasy team?
He watches all 30 for 30s.
Brandon, were you doing research on your fantasy team?
No.
Well, what was that Twitter page you just had up there? And you have a Dallas Keuchel one. That you just closed. You just closed the tab.
Anyway, this
it's
is
a Twitter Dallas Keuchel. You've been doing research on your fantasy baseball team.
It's not enough to miss a show for your fantasy draft and for a play date. You got to do it during the show.
Fuck the Boz. Go to your internet history.
Here he is, Trudy. He's still handsome.
So busted.
Oh. Yeah, he's okay.
And stop feigning so much interest in Boz.
Good job, Junior Maz.
It's kind of a silver fox in a way.
Thanks, Trudy. What? I could
have more hair. Yeah.
Trudy, stop it. We busted him.
Missing work over a play date and a fantasy draft.
Play date.
Well, it was actually, if you want to hear the story, I can tell a story about how
I'd be the first time I've heard it because you were very vague.
I had your back yesterday.
You were extremely vague Sunday about I can't come in Sunday. I could do it early. But it's crazy. Something's going on with Kristen, the baby. But there was no explanation. I didn't know it was a play date.
Well,
in a fantasy draft
for you.
Okay, I'll go back. Every year I'm in a fantasy baseball league. I do one league a year. It dictates my entire mood during the summer because I'm just very involved. I love baseball. If I'm having a good week,
so because
I'm happy.
It dictates your mood,
just a preview of what happened. This is just a preview. So every year it. We have our draft, and this year was a little different. We had a live draft, but...
Did you miss it last year?
No. Well, I wasn't working on Sundays with you guys last year.
Gotcha.
So, I got a little bit confused on the timing because I'm still adjusting to the fact that I work my week starts on Sundays. But B, what ultimately happened was...
Wait, what?
We have to take a
step back. I
haven't
heard anything approaching reason yet.
Did you guys have to adjust working?
Summer's dictated.
Sure, did you have to adjust working Sunday through Thursday?
It's just the preview.
Nah, it doesn't.
You guys are talking all over this. You guys are acting like Bob Page right now. So ultimately what ends up happening is about a month ago, maybe a month and a half ago, I get word that, hey, here's where the fantasy draft is going to be. Now, Kristen had little Madeline in November, and in the ensuing couple months, she had a really, really difficult time. She suffered some pretty bad postpartum depression.
Yeah, it was rough.
And it was pretty bad, and she had joined this group just on the cellular phone to communicate with some other new moms.
I'm starting to wish that I had just accepted
cellular
the day off.
Okay, I'm getting there, I promise, I'll get there.
She had a support group.
She had this random support group. And one of the individuals of that group, it ended up being a guy who hosts the fantasy baseball
draft. How convenient.
Oh.
For you.
And she had no idea that it was her, and it was, I don't know, it was wild. It was crazy. So she had brought it up. I really want to go to this and bring the baby, blah, blah, blah. Okay, great. And then it dawned on me a week before
the
draft.
Don't write me a book, kid.
It dawned on me a week before the draft that this was on a Sunday. And so I panicked. I tried to get out of it. If you don't live draft, you're kicked out of the league. So I talked to you on Monday the following day.
Well, and you can't get kicked out of the league.
You can't text in your picks?
No. It was a 7.5 hour draft.
Is this Major League Baseball? Is this the commissioner that makes these rules?
7.5 hour draft.
7.5 hour draft.
7.5 hour draft.
Very important. Very important.
Can't be
so all
Saturday?
These things kind of
Drew it dictates.
Came together in one ball where the baby was involved and Kristen and her support and fantasy baseball. And I got...
Why'd you have to go?
Well, I had to draft my team.
Couldn't Kristen draft for you?
I don't trust her picks.
Oh, my God.
I thought you were doing automated picks.
No, I can't auto-draft.
Well, you were going to, though. Can you just give her the list of guys?
Got a good team. And show it to you guys after the
show. I like how you're grouping them together as if they're not mutually exclusive.
But that's why I was so vague, is because this whole thing, it was a huge ball of just a bunch of different things together. I talked to you on Monday and said, hey, by the way, on Sunday we can go early. I'm going to have a conflict. And then I talked to Mark. He said, no problem.
It's Patty P on Facebook Live wrote, I see Brandon's pattern having parties under the guise of something else. Play dates instead of baseball draft, barbecue instead of gender reveal.
Come on, Patty.
I did draft a good team.
Cool.
So you're going to have a good summer.
I hope so.
His mood will be good.
I drafted Jose.
What if you drafted a bad team and that dictates a horrible summer and then we're fucked twice?
We're going to suffer.
Drew, Jose Ramirez fell to me at pick number 7 and then he like broke his leg 40 minutes later.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
40 minutes
later. The Brandon curse.
Yeah, I think it's just a bone contusion.
So what'd you learn about Dallas Keuchel on Twitter?
Well, I picked him really, really late, but he's unsigned. I don't know. He might be a Tiger. This is
the draft
show prep.
Still going on today? Is today part of the 7.5 hours?
No, that tab was open from earlier today.
Maybe they're in free agency now.
That tab was open from earlier today.
Really?
Yeah. No, but...
I didn't even challenge it. You just admitted.
But the boss is doing great.
Somehow I feel like Maz is, the spirit of Maz is taking
it
over
is.
The room.
By the
Maybe
way, Tom Mazway
changes people.
He asked me to join my league.
Did you let him?
Was he at the live draft?
It's full. Our league's full.
Oh. He's off April the 2nd. And there's another event on Tuesday.
Oh my
first
God.
Tuesday in April. So he's off.
What's he doing?
I like the Supreme Court. You know, get only first Tuesday.
I think Tommy's going on another vacation.
Oh, he is. You're right. Yes.
But so many vacations.
Falls on Tuesday with him. Everything.
I haven't been on vacation in like 5 years.
I've never known someone to take as many vacations as he does.
Wow.
And that was my first day off since the baby.
Aw.
I don't know.
It was cool. It was a good show. I listened to it, so.
It was fine.
I did notice you guys had a little phone technical difficulties.
I know.
Ooh, wow.
What?
I admitted it sucked. I wish she didn't call back like that.
I know. It can be difficult.
I don't think but it did call back, though, did they?
I don't know. I thought someone did, but maybe they didn't.
Yeah.
Is Jackie on to us?
Janice,
yeah.
Should we try her?
It's so difficult to catch her because she's always on a cruise. She's probably cruising it up right now and we're calling a landline.
Oh, we should try now.
Yeah, why don't you try her now?
On the Hall Financial Hotline.
Just for S&G. Yeah, we should open the Hall Financial Hotline because if people want to refinance or they want to get their dream home, their first home, shorten the length of their loan, take money out of their house, you want to get in touch with Hall Financial, drewandmike.hallfg.com. Or call 248-308-5000. And by the way, breaking news, 6 tips last week to Jess.
So there.
The sheriff. Not much to say about that. Just the big 6.
But anyway, thanks guys for understanding yesterday. I appreciate it.
This call is not accepting calls from this phone number.
What?
No, we're blocked.
Bullshit.
Blocked. Oh, my God.
Let's try again. I might have small fingered it.
Oh, no.
Oh, I bet you were blocked.
I'll be hurt.
I bet it's not a small finger issue.
Tremendous amounts of water.
Wow. That's kind of mean.
The party you called is not accepting calls from this phone number. Oof. The party you called is not accepting calls from
what
this phone number.
Fuck.
Wow.
Email them. We have their email address. Email them.
Jeez.
Oh, it's got to go back to her throwing her weight around.
That's what it was. Here's what I thought. Because yesterday, at one point, Mark goes, why does it say check tell line? What's going on there? That normally means if you don't hit a certain button
down
here.
But it was off after that. The check tell disappeared right after I saw it.
I think you guys maybe had some conversations that did not hang up the phone. And they went over the machine.
No, absolutely not, though. Oh, absolutely.
I don't think I said anything bad about Janice anyway.
Because after it said check tell line,
she did throw her weight around.
We were able to call right back. She did throw her weight around. Yeah. She can't handle it. She's
probably being called on it.
Employees.
Nobody wants to be called on throwing their weight.
Email
around.
Her.
True.
I will. I'm going to email her right now. I have her and Bernard's email number.
Say, it's crazy. Her phone number's.
Unblock
her. Yeah, if she stuck around and listened to the whole mess, yeah, at her age, she might listen to messages. That's very possible.
I'm also going to check for a secondary phone number. We're going to get them back.
I think she's going to be a hothead about it, though. Bernard's going to try and be the hero. Damn. We haven't been blocked in a while, but I want to say going back to the Prince and the GTE call block.
Yeah, this is the last time.
Possibly.
Ah, would you look at that ocean? Just look at that ocean. Just look at it.
Wow.
Okay, I do have a secondary phone number we can try.
Oh, boy.
So it's not this one.
All right, let's do it.
This one.
So were people surprised that Gronk retired?
No. No, there's been a lot of talk.
He's been threatening it in the past.
Yeah, I thought we heard that last year.
He got traded to the Lions.
Yeah. I gotta look up his career stats.
Is it because of Kraft? Kraft? Because
he's got CTE and a broken elbow. And
oh.
He's been hurt a lot.
Hello?
Bernard.
Hi, Bernard. Is this Bernard?
Hello?
Hi, Bernard. Is Janice there?
Bernie.
I can't understand who you are.
Is Janice there?
This is McMullen.
Oh, McMullen.
McMullen, how are you?
And wife.
Oh, I'm good.
McManus.
Good. Yeah, we were trying to reach Janice.
Huh.
Stanley?
Yes?
This is Glenna. I'm on the phone. This is Glenna. To whom are we speaking? What?
This is Drew. And we interviewed Janice a long time ago when she got in the Golden Club for the being on 200 cruises on Carnival. We called to congratulate her. And there was an incident with a ship. In the Norwegian seas, I believe it was, and we wanted to get her opinion on it. She goes on a lot of cruises.
Hello?
Glenna?
She does not live with us.
Oh.
She and her husband live in Hampton.
Oh.
Well, I see, but you're close friends, aren't you? You and McManus or McMullen?
Who?
Aren't you close friends with Janice? She told me I could call you first.
For comment.
I do not understand.
Do you know Janice and Bernard, right?
Repeat the name.
Janice and Bernard.
Last name.
What's the percentage on this call, Brandon?
100. This is a home run.
Caffrey. Caffrey.
Caffrey.
Jeffrey.
Yeah. Janice Caffrey. The cruise lady. The lady who's been on a million cruises. The president gave her a Congressional Medal of Honor.
Yes. I understand
that.
What you're talking about.
McManus.
But
is
what
McMullen
you
okay?
probably do not know is that my memory is gone.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Long hospital stay.
I'm sorry.
Late last year.
Okay. Is McMullen?
My husband, Stanley, also is losing some of his wonderful, wonderful, wonderful memory.
Okay, I'm sorry, ma'am.
He is also legally blind.
Okay.
Now, if you will ask me that question one more time,
just have a great day, ma'am.
And see if I can get things to working.
It sounds like you're dealing with a lot there. I'm just going to call her at another number. Don't worry about it.
You're going to call who?
Janice. We're going to call her at the other number that she gave me.
McManus.
Yeah, don't worry. It's okay. Don't worry about it.
Good day.
Bye. We got it taken care of, and check on McMullen for me.
Yeah, make sure McMullen's okay. Is he all right?
All right.
Okay, thank you.
Get well.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hang in there.
Feel better.
Bye.
Oh, dear Lord.
Oh, boy.
Oh, good job, Brandon.
I'm
just kidding.
What was the percentage on that call?
I thought it was a home run. We got robbed at the fence when she let out those whoppers.
Jeez.
I feel bad for about 25 drops.
Is McMillan okay? Or McMillan?
McMullen? McMillan.
McManus.
I don't know. He couldn't hear shit. Oh, but he's not in charge.
She treated him like Jimmy Stewart. She Jimmy Stewarted him.
It was very reminiscent.
She did.
And of that conversation.
Stanley's falling apart, apparently.
I said she's the one that wears the pants in that relationship.
Oh, man. What a mess.
Look, I might have lost my mind, but he's lost his mind, too.
I still don't.
And he's blind.
Oh,
I'm
God.
In charge.
Oh, my
and,
God.
And McMillan can't hear shit, and he's running the show. There's a phone off the hook for the next 3 days, at least. Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
All right.
That drop was killing me.
Yeah, boy.
Oh, my God.
Somebody sent me, I'm not going to call it breaking news, but there's fresh outrage.
Oh, great.
That will not be outraged, by the way.
I'm outraged already. What is it?
It's Cardi B.
Oh, no.
Oh, the lawsuit?
I was outraged. During a ferocious Instagram live session this weekend, she spoke about her past after she felt she was being unfairly attacked by her critics. Boy, she gets a lot of unfair attacks, doesn't she? She's never claimed to be anything other than a street bitch, but what she explained in the video caused some to believe there's a massive double standard being exploited. Cardi admitted some terrible behavior, telling fans in order to fund her future, she used to flirt with her clients as a stripper, take them to a nearby hotel, drug them, and rob them.
Oh,
that's nice.
Wow.
The hashtag #SurvivingCardiB is trending worldwide now, with many of Cardi's critics calling out the double standard here. If a man were in her position admitting to robbing and drugging women, he probably would get arrested. However, in her situation, people do not believe any charges will be made. Watch the confession above and let us know your thoughts. Huh. Oh, I see. Can you get this, Brandon? So many of the great rappers are such wonderful people. This is really quite unusual.
I'm going to need to see that again. It died on me.
It's unsettling, huh?
I hope she's not given any kind of disrespect in the rap community for this.
Yeah, who doesn't drug people and rob them when they're, you know.
Stripping?
Stripping. When they're expecting sex.
The drugging part, oh boy. I mean, takes them to a hotel, drugs them and robs them. That's pretty...
I think this is the one.
Okay.
So Cardi B catches heat after admitting she used.
Yeah, I just want to hear the clip where she admits to using sex to drug men and rob them for their money.
Huh. I fucking deserve it because I don't put in no
money. Oh, great quality.
Now that's when I feel like niggas is bugging. Because I did it myself. Niggas must have
Why are you yelling?
This is the biggest recording star in the world. Turn it down just a little bit.
It's actually really down.
Or off. Just off.
Why is she so mad?
I can't understand.
I don't
what
listen
you're
to
saying.
Women yelling. I tell them to shut up.
What language is this? Is it subtitled?
Oh, man.
By the way, I don't take no orders from no women.
What the fuck?
I don't. Wow. First of all,
I don't listen to women yelling. I tell them to shut up.
I'm not lying. I had that almost potted all the way down.
Don't.
So it might not even come through.
Why is there outrage about this? I couldn't tell what she was even saying.
I couldn't either. I couldn't understand what she was saying.
Well, don't record it in the bathroom. Come on.
Oh, here's the transcript.
Day one.
My
stuff.
Critics can eat it.
But again, you just heard the largest recording star in the world.
Yeah.
At present.
Wow.
That's her. Cardi B.
She is She's really, a jewel.
Yeah, she is a peach. She's a peach.
She's a national treasure.
So somewhere in there, in that ranting and raving, she must have said, I used to give guys drugs and then rob them?
I think I might have heard that.
And I'm looking at the comments, and all the comments are, this audio is horrible. The levels are crazy. Yeah.
I have real breaking news.
Okay.
Breaking news with Mort Krim.
My first question is, was Mark Garagos repping Jussie Smollett?
Yes.
Okay. He's been released by CNN. You know, CNN paid him as a...
Oh, okay.
I guess an expert.
Consultant.
He's been named... He's the unnamed co-conspirator in the Michael Avenatti case.
Oh,
according
really?
To the Wall Street Journal. Oh. CNN blew him out.
Oh, boy. So. Well, you know, these big, powerful, guys who use all this incredible leverage they have... I've been saying it for a long time. I don't understand these bully lawyers and how they get away with this stuff, including David Boies in Elizabeth Holmes' case. He pays him, she gives him a piece of the company, and he goes around beating down, you know, suggesting that, oh, the full weight of the legal world is going to come down on you. And this George Shultz's grandson has to spend $400,000 in legal fees because he knows their product doesn't work. And he's trying to tell them, and they're telling him to fuck off. If people that think that way can just get the fuck out of here.
And it was so quickly dropped when they just moved on to the next one.
And
they asked Schultz's grandkid, like, so how did that resolve itself? He goes, it just stopped. No more calls, no nothing.
Well, because the whistleblower managed to get her
story.
Yeah, you got to be a whistleblower. There, because if you would dare to point out that this invention is not working, that people's health could be seriously compromised by this deal with Walgreens, he must be shit on. He must be destroyed.
Yes.
He must be bullied until he has to spend $400,000 in legal fees. And then in the end, it's like, oh, what do you know? He was right.
Hey, you know what other lawyer?
So I don't know what exactly Garagos did here. Or
there's
think
a co-conspirator named in the filing.
Yeah.
And if he's the co-conspirator, oops.
My favorite line, though, from that documentary was, there's going to be a whole lot more syphilis.
Yeah. Yeah, that was great.
It's like, wow. That really illustrates it.
They were.
Oh, that's right. They misdiagnosed.
Yeah, they were, having problems in their laboratory.
Well, they decided, okay, so we're done with diabetes. We're going to try other diseases. And one of them was syphilis. And he goes, we analyzed 100 cases and we just rando say 65 people were syphilis free, even though they didn't know.
Yeah.
Or no, that had syphilis. And the rest were like, you're cool.
Exactly.
And he goes, there's, you know,
people by, running around with the
by syph. That metric, they didn't know if any of them had syphilis or not.
Well, there's Theranos in action.
Right.
That's how the box was supposed to work.
That's why
you got hepatitis.
But that's why I'm just so stunned that this thing could go on and on and on. You know, with all the medical people in media, I mean, the big networks, even the local stations, they have health people.
Yeah, where's Nancy Snyderman? Oh wait, she got blown out over
for being
Ebola.
Drunk.
Yeah. No, she went and got didn't she go get soup when she had E. coli? Or
oh, that's right. That?
But then you got the people who are going into Walgreens for the pinprick, and they're taking a full vial of blood.
Yeah, but they had a good line
that's
about
false
it.
False advertising. Oh, you mean the attorney?
No, just what they would tell them. They're like, oh, I thought this was supposed to be just a little pinprick. And they're like, no, but your test, we need a lot more blood.
But as it turned out, 99% they were taking a full vial of blood. And they did their machinery did not work. It was inaccurate. They were going to give people health histories that were completely wrong.
People
and
wanted to believe her.
The people, well, they did. But that's why I'm stunned that she could be on the cover of Fortune and Forbes and all these places that you're supposed to have some degree of trust in that they would actually vet something like this. And again, they have medical journalists, people that work in that field. And you've got all these, you know.
The guy from
Fortune, he was skeptical. He was asking questions. She was just bullshitting him and just taking her word for it. And, no, you can't go in the lab. Well, I don't know why you'd report
why
on
do the story then?
Where you're not allowed any access whatsoever. How can you go by someone's word when it's medicine? Well, it's Elizabeth Holmes. She's a wonder kind, and she's breaking the glass ceiling.
Look at all these.
And she thinks everyone is entitled to their medical history, so she says all the right things. And her uncle, who loved the beach, and he had to say goodbye too soon.
Left the beach.
We don't want people to have to say goodbye too soon.
Nobody will have to say goodbye too early.
The fuck?
Nobody will have to say goodbye too soon.
That went on from 2000 to 2015, and no one, all those people in the lab that left, that knew it didn't work, the people working there,
yeah, you know
none
why?
None of them were,
they had,
you know,
they
were,
had non-disclosures, Drew.
Yeah, right. They were bullied into not speaking.
Yeah.
And so here, you know, it's kind of almost like, well, I don't want to compare it to the guards at the concentration camps, but I don't know, on a much smaller level, obviously. Right. But
look at what the whistleblowers did go through.
Went through.
Man, I was reading,
and it's because of bully attorneys like David Boies.
You know who else?
The whistles got woo.
Your life will be ruined. If you tell the truth, your life will be ruined.
I'll give you a story after the show on Elon Musk doing the same thing allegedly to a whistleblower within Tesla, too.
Uh-oh.
Just tracking him down and making sure his life is miserable.
Was somebody else's, where a bunch of people's lives at stake, though?
No, this one is not about lives. This is just money.
Oh, I see.
You're right. That is what makes the Theranos thing way worse, is the health aspect of it. Yeah. Speaking of lawyers that I'm so sick of... Rabia from the Adnan Syed documentary.
Oh, my God.
Serial. Can she just go away? This documentary has become about her. And the whole Adnan Syed thing drives me up a wall.
And there's no better suspect. And there is a reason he was convicted. You could find, you can find a million things in the course of a trial that maybe this isn't accurate or this is overstated or this wasn't pointed out or we didn't have this. But in the end, someone, a major witness, said that he said he killed the girl on the day that he ended up seeing the body in the trunk and helping him rebury it.
He's the only one with motive.
Exactly. She dumped him. He was very angry. She had a new boyfriend who was older and had a car.
But the cell phone records.
Cell phone records.
Yeah, it's amazing. People really didn't understand cell phone records. In 1999. So
really?
Stop applying. Well, that's what they're saying. They're applying today's standards to when the murder happened, when the investigation happened. Was it maybe poorly investigated or too much put on that? Sure, but he still did it. He doesn't even protest as much as other people.
Yeah.
When he tells his lawyer about Asia McClain, this lady who's supposed to be his alibi, and his terrible lawyer the first time goes, her dates weren't right. He goes, oh, okay. You would think if that was your alibi, you'd be like, no. I was with her. I know I was with her.
Yeah, but the other witness who said he killed her before he'd ever seen the body, right? Before he'd even seen the body.
The day that Heyman Lee went missing, Jay told the girl that she was dead. So no matter how much you want to look back and say that this Jay Wilds guy, he was coaxed by the police, the police fed him the information, no matter what, all that's thrown out the window when the day she went missing, he told somebody she was dead.
And then
that means it's either Jay or Adnan, just those two.
He also led them to the body where he had helped him bury.
And the car.
He also to the shovel in the dumpster.
Yep.
And a lot of his story is very easy to follow. But
he was a bad guy and got into a lot of trouble afterwards.
Yeah, he got in a lot of trouble afterwards, and he was just obviously lucky just guessing that she was dead. And he must have buried her himself then.
And because an entertaining podcast and now a fancy documentary is made, people are going to believe that he just didn't do it.
Does anyone, is that the suggestion, though, that he did it?
That Jay did it?
Yeah.
I don't even know what people are suggesting, I guess.
Because if he didn't do it, then how does he know she's dead?
A lot of people think that it was this other boyfriend, that and the other. But
Don?
Don. But it comes back to, it has to be either Adnan or Jay, because Jay knew about it the day it happened and told people about it.
He led them to the body.
So, I don't know.
Yeah, it's making me ill. I don't know why I watch it.
By the way, you know what? I stopped watching. I didn't watch it last night.
Somewhere along the line, any doubt has become reasonable doubt, and that's just ludicrous.
Yeah.
ludicrous.
Did you guys watch Diane Downs on 2020?
Yeah. Oh my God.
Where is her porn?
What a whore she was. God damn.
I was just trying to point out that all this 80s stuff has been really fascinating. There was a lot of fascinating stuff in the 80s.
I know.
We had,
hey, it was the
80s. See, Bundy. It was Bundy month in January. Yep. It's Elizabeth Holmes month now. But hey,
like
who
Janelle.
Knows? Maybe it'll be Diane Downs month eventually.
She does look like Janelle Evans from Teen Mom.
There is a resemblance. Yeah.
Maybe she's the daughter.
She really thought she was hot, though, didn't she? That was the first thing, by the way, that she was not. Someone needed to tell her that immediately. And she still has that Princess Diana haircut now, too.
Yeah.
And she did porn.
Oh, that's
She did some porn. And she also escaped from prison.
I know.
She escaped for 10 days and banged some guy.
Nice. Some guy, multiple guys.
She was such a whore.
Good and for her, and man. She'd
she was apparently blowing these guys so good that they didn't even tell. They knew who she was, and they didn't tell anyone. It's like, we're getting free BJs all day. What are we going to do?
I know. They asked the guy who took her in. He's like, I don't know. She's the most honest woman I know.
Explain
I thought about telling on her, but
explain the story for people that haven't.
Oh, sorry about that. So she's this mom. She's a mail carrier, and she thinks, my life is really boring. I'm going to take up with this hot dude at work.
Yeah.
And he said she was stalking him, and whatever the case is, she goes, so do you want to hook up? And he goes, I don't like children. Ooh. So she decides she's going to kill her children, and she claims that. She was on a back road going home.
They like to take different routes home.
Right. Yes. On a back road. Unusual.
Like to explore.
And then some guy, some mystery dude with bushy hair came along and just assassinated her.
Flagged her down.
That happens a lot.
Shot the kids in the back seat. Only shot her in the arm.
Arm, yes.
Yeah. And so she was able to drive like a crazed woman to the hospital where she showed no emotion for her kids. In fact, she ended up saying that... she would have been better off if she'd been killed, the kids.
Yeah,
she'd been better off if she'd been shot, like the kids were shot. I guess because she would have been dead. But
some
only
way,
one died or two died, right?
Yeah, she killed her two kids, and her daughter was still alive.
Yeah, and her daughter.
Oh, no, that's right.
The boy was paralyzed.
The boy is still alive too.
The daughter. They noticed that the daughter was in intensive care. Whenever she entered the room,
her heart rate would just go off the charts.
Yeah. Exactly. Because the daughter couldn't speak, so and meanwhile she's claiming it's this person, and they're really starting to find out that she's out of her mind. They do a recreation. She's cracking jokes during the recreation, and she
also called that boyfriend. Like that was the first person she called at the hospital.
Yeah,
the boyfriend.
Yeah. So can we hook up?
And while
kill my kids,
she wasn't arrested for I think 10 months, and while she was out there. She knocks on the door of one of her mail.
I love this part of the story.
Her mail customers with a fifth of liquor and dope and proceeds to get embalmed and have sex with them. And she knows her cycle so well that she got pregnant. And so she's pregnant as they start suspecting that she did this.
They never talked
to
that guy, did they?
No,
they did not.
Imagine just sitting in your house and. And it's your mail, your letter carrier with weed and you know, booze, and she wants to bone.
All right.
Says, okay.
Boy, does she like to bone, man.
Yeah. That's
and Anne Rule wrote a book about all of this.
Yeah. Yes.
And she knows the identity of the guy who knocked her up, but won't tell anybody. So
great Anne Rule.
Wouldn't tell anybody,
But she escapes, and they think she's, you know, they don't know where she is. I think she's trying to kill her kids that are still alive.
Oh, yeah.
She's trying to kill the baby that was born that was adopted. And actually, she's not far at all from the prison because she knows this home. She knew that guy.
Yeah.
And she knocks on his door, and he's like, oh, Diane, how you doing? Come on in. And she when they arrive, she's in the bedroom with him. And apparently, she came out in his shirt and his boxer shorts.
Yeah.
When they demanded she come out. Yeah. She was debating cop by suicide because she had a BB gun or something. She's going to point at the cops.
Right.
But no, of course she
didn't. He talked her out of it.
Yeah, that wasn't hard
to do.
Save
her life.
It's all about her.
But at one point, she did porn.
Yeah, before that, before all this, she did porn.
Nobody can find that porn, and nobody can find Trent Bolte's porn.
Oh, man.
She was, honestly, the worst witness for herself. She gave interview after interview. She loved the attention. She showed no emotion ever. And every time she gave an interview, they had more ammunition in the end. And so they started saying, okay... you did this. We know you did it, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, no, I didn't. And so at one point she starts saying, well, I'm going to write the name down and then I'm going to burn it. So she'd write the name down. She'd burn it and put it in the fireplace.
What?
And yeah. In one of her last interviews, she says, if you're not going to go out and do anything about it, then I'm going to do it. Because I know who did it. And they're like, oh, you know who did it.
Yeah, tell
well,
us.
Who was it? Right. And she
me,
ended up,
I mean,
she ended up saying it was her mom.
What an idiot.
She said it was a bushy-haired guy. It's her mom.
And then in the trial, she's like, they're playing Duran Duran's Hungry Like the Wolf.
Yeah, which was playing before she pulled over for the bushy-haired guy that killed her kids.
Right.
And she's jamming in the courtroom to Duran Duran. Right. She's pounding her.
She can't help it. She just loves that song so much.
She was targeted.
The song that supposedly her children were killed to. You'd never.
Ridiculous.
Well, she dug good Duran memories. Duran. Good she time. Dug Duran Duran. She was into him. She would love to fuck Simon Le Bon.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, and by the way, played by Farrah Fawcett. Terrible casting.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
1983.
What a nut. A
nod to the 80s.
Yeah. She still keeps trying to get out of prison, though. Like, you know.
Yeah,
so
good
often.
Luck.
Yeah, I think she's had a parole hearing.
Yeah, she did. Where she had, you know, more information about her case and...
Oh, boy.
Not contrite. Smell like a sound. I'm lost in a cloud. And I'm hungry like the wolf. Woo. Yeah.
I was looking at Gronk's career stats, by the way.
Yeah. He owns a lot of records.
Yeah.
He caught 521 passes for 7,800 yards, which is about 58 a year and about 860 yards, 15.1 yard average.
Nuts!
He also has where are the touchdowns? A lot of touchdowns.
Well, he has a full season.
79 touchdowns. He had about 9 touchdowns a year in the regular season. But there's a couple years where, you know, those stats are deceptive because 1 year he catches 25 balls. He's only available for 8 games. Another year he's available for 7 games. He catches 39.
What did he have his first 2 years? Because doesn't he have a tie for the record for most touchdowns in your first 2 years?
He had 10 his first year on 42 catches for 546 yards. His second year, 90 catches for 1,327 yards and 17 touchdowns.
Which is a tight end record.
And then he plays 11 and 7. Then he comes back and plays 15 and catches 82 for 1,124 and 12 touchdowns. 72 for 1,176. 16 yards a catch and 11 touchdowns.
Postseason, he has 16 career playoff games, so a full season there.
Yeah.
81 catches, 1,163 yards and 12 touchdowns. I mean, his postseason productivity is phenomenal.
And the clutch...
Yeah.
Aspect too. He makes so many big
catches.
We saw
this past Super Bowl.
Yeah. The biggest catch of the game.
Yeah.
Clearly.
I like him. I don't know how you couldn't like Gronk. He's a lovable meathead.
Yeah.
He is.
Stayed out of trouble that we know of.
And he was a clutch player. He's a great player. Played hurt.
Yeah.
Very smart with his money. I don't think he's spent a single dime of what he's made in the NFL. He's just been kind of going off of endorsements and obviously in the beginning of his career. I think his family is pretty well off, too. But
he's got a bunch of meathead brothers.
Yeah.
Someone played like in the pros
probably,
as well.
They'll probably have a reality show.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure in long form how appealing Gronk will be.
Yeah.
Maybe in a reality show. I just don't know that. I mean, I suppose for
he's
a while.
Likeable enough.
Yeah, right. I just, you know, the idea of him having a 40-year career in media, I'm not sure
I don't
could
know
see that.
Would fans of Gronkowski be the kind of people that would watch a reality show? I don't know.
I'm not sure about that.
I mean, Jay Cutler took over his wife's reality show. He was the highlight of that.
Yeah.
He was great.
Surprisingly.
Gronk's a goofball. Yeah. I wouldn't put it past him to be good at something else. I don't know if that's it.
Does he still do the Gronk Cruise?
I don't know.
Wait. It looks like the website's still up. GronksPartyShip.com. I don't know if that's if he's really involved in it or not.
Johnny Manziel's wife.
Great game last night, Johnny. They won.
The Express won?
Yeah.
He only threw 5 passes,
didn't
he?
He didn't play. The other quarterback did really well. I watched the whole game.
Johnny Manziel's wife was at a strip club throwing money all over the place after saying that he cheated on her and she's done with him, and she deleted him from her Instagram.
That was Johnny's money she was throwing.
Do you suppose anybody tuned in his football game last night?
I watched the whole thing.
I mean, do you think there was really a lot of interest in that?
I don't know. Probably not.
I heard they were getting 400,000 people watching AAF games.
It's not that bad, is it?
400,000?
It's not that bad.
What's the NFL do?
Well, the NFL does what, a couple, 13, 14, 15 million.
I got a bill.
It's one.
It's not the NFL, though.
128th, 129th.
What does AAA baseball get?
Well, they don't put AAA baseball on nationally. I don't know. Maybe they're happy with it, but I'm just saying, I just don't think him playing in the AAF is. They were suggesting that this is his gateway to the NFL.
The home fans had been chanting, "We want Johnny," before he entered the game, and then booed heavily when Silvers returned to play the next series because the Express went 3-0.
What was the crowd for that game? Did they have a good attendance?
Oh, look. I'm sure they did. He's 3 of 5, 48 yards, 2 rushes for 20 yards. That's not too bad.
It's okay. Huh. Well, it's a small sample.
This is so silly. After the game, Manziel said he hopes Memphis fans will give Silvers a chance. I can't imagine how awesome of a feeling that was for Brandon tonight. I don't go out, round up people and say, "Will you guys go out and chant 'We want Johnny' all day?" To put that pressure on him and have him go out there and deal with that and handle it the way he did was top notch. Kind of sick of that a little bit. Let it play out. Well, that's so deep, Johnny.
And what about the wife?
She's spending my money at a titty bar, at a nude bar.
That reminds me, her going to a strip bar and getting lots of dances from the ladies. Mel B says she had a little fling with Jerry Halliwell.
Nice. It's hot.
Really?
That was pretty hot, too.
Yeah.
Jerry Halliwell is... Which
from
Spice?
Spice Girls?
Is she Ginger or Sexy Spice?
Ginger or Sexy.
I don't know what they call them anymore.
It's so random.
That'd be a hot pair.
Yeah. I mean, you'd rather have Posh in there, I think, but...
Posh doesn't do just like anyone.
Which one is Posh?
The hot one? That's Beckham's wife?
Yeah. Oh, I don't
Victoria
like
Beckham.
I don't think she's that hot. I do not think she's that hot.
I thought they were all hot except for Sporty.
Yeah.
This song is... The song is pretty fun. I might play it tomorrow.
If you want my future, forget my past. If you want to get with me, better make it
fast. Now don't go wasting my precious time. Oh, they're singing it to each other?
Yeah.
Oh,
I'll tell you what I want, what I really want. Out your beef. If you want to be my lover, you gotta get with my friends. I prefer Spice Up Your Life. I think that's a better song.
Okay, Mark.
Drew's so pained.
I was not a fan.
What?
I thought they were hot, though. I mean, I understand why they had success. I guess their reunion tour is going to be a big deal. I don't know.
I thought it flopped. Are they doing it?
Oh, did it flop?
Are they doing it?
I thought that was coming up with four of them.
Oh, yeah, because Posh won't do it, bitch.
She's so rich.
I like Posh's hair. She has that, like, really angular David Bowie hair.
Oh. Yeah, the rumor to be David Beckham and Posh were maybe not too long for this world.
Uh-oh.
What do you mean, they're going to die?
No, they're going to split up.
Oh.
It's a couple.
Oh, it's a couple. They're not. Okay. Why are they going to die?
Because one of them is going to be ugly, and that will kill them.
They have a death pack. If they haven't broken up by now, are they going to break up?
I don't know. His kid has a big Instagram account, though.
Oh, cool. Which one?
I
Brooklyn?
Don't know. One of the hot ones.
Yeah, he's a model.
Is their kid's name Brooklyn?
I'm finding myself...
What college did they get him into?
Maybe I'm not... thinking clearly enough, but I feel like every famous person's kids are now part of the celebrity world in a way they didn't used to be. I mean,
social media.
They're always, well, yeah, because they have giant accounts because of their parents. You know,
it's just, there's too much money.
There's
those people, Felicity Huffman and what's her name?
Well, right. Social media, so much money. In terms of these giant successful accounts, it's really all about people with advantages who, you know, for whatever reason, either they're super hot or, you know, they're like Olivia Jade and they have famous parents and they get advertising.
Listen to these soft names for their boys that David and Victoria Beckham have. Brooklyn, Romeo, and Cruz. And then their daughter's Harper.
That's a great name.
It's okay.
Romeo?
Elton John is godfather to Brooklyn and Romeo?
And Elizabeth Hurley is godfather.
Wow. Boy, those kids are going to have a tough life.
I bet they're so hot.
How old are they? How old are those kids?
20 years old. Brooklyn's 20. Just turned 20.
Wait, okay, Brooklyn Beckham.
And Harper's the youngest. And
see
Harper's
if I can
eight.
Find him on Instagram. I mean, is anyone else 17. Noticing this idea that offspring of famous people, we just have to see them everywhere now and know about them?
Like Brandon Lee?
Yes, very much like Brandon Lee. Oh, I hate that guy. When does the stupid new Hills start, by the way?
I don't know. Not soon enough.
Oh, no.
Brandon.
This can't be him.
Oh, by the way, the David Lee Roth part of the Motley Crue, the Dirt movie was kind of interesting.
Oh, that was funny.
Oh, that was great.
Right after.
David Lee Roth, not at all himself.
Nonplussed.
Yeah, just...
But wasn't it irrelevant because as soon as that scene was over, Mick Mars looked into the camera and said, this didn't happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, I that was confusing. Yeah. Why is it in there then?
It was the way to introduce their manager.
I gotta say, Brooklyn Beckham kind of looks like a load. Trudy, does he kind of look like a load?
Oh, he does. Oh, an entitled load.
Like Clark would say, he got the worst of both genes.
He's got 11.5 million Instagram followers. Why?
His dad's famous.
Oh, wow.
So what?
His famous.
Super
douchey.
That chick?
Really?
He's
got
that.
A hot chick.
Oh, he's got hot chicks in every part.
Oh, that's Chloe Grace Moretz.
Yeah, he's banging her.
She's cool. She's actually a good actress. Oh, no.
Me and my girl, luckiest man in the world, love you, baby. Oh, glad you're telling her on Instagram. Yeah. That's so cool. She'll probably see it.
That's the only way Kristen and I communicate our love to one another. Facebook posts and stuff.
How old are you? Why did you let Chloe go? Chloe likes girls.
Oh, really?
Nice outner.
Chloe, you look like your father. Very handsome. Hot. Chic. Chloe Hart. Chloe Hart. Oh, God. How stupid.
Does he play soccer or what? What does this turd do?
He's a model.
He's a model too, like Brandon Lee. All the handsome offsprings can get a jump in the modeling industry.
He can't kick a ball or sing like his parents.
Lots of pictures of him. If you like pictures of Brooklyn Beckham all the time, then you want to follow him.
My son.
Brooklyn.
Oh, green blobs. Trudy, what do you think of his green blobs?
Oh, whoa, my God.
I know.
It looks like it's all infected. What the hell is going on in that picture?
He just got it. He couldn't wait for us to see it, Trudy.
He's a tiny little guy.
What's happening in that picture? It looks like a Tim Burton movie.
I have no idea what that's. Bloody love it. Bloody love it, mate. That's Brooklyn's post.
He's not British.
The first post is paid for it with daddy's money. Mama's boy. Why? Let's see. Okay. What's with that string holding up the trousers? Let's sag or use a belt. Sag would be better. Is David going to have a tat like that?
Okay.
You need the mama's boy tat, too. These people are just ragging him.
He's a superstar already.
Big show tomorrow. We've got the one and only Brooklyn Beckham. Thanks for coming on, man.
Thank you, man. Tune in from 8.
Why does he have a British accent?
Is he a modeling superstar, Brandon?
He modeled when he was young because his kid or his parents threw him in there because, you know,
he earned it. He earned it.
Well, they figured he's so handsome and she's so handsome that this child must be, you know, beautiful.
Right. And he showed up by himself, right? He took an Uber to the audition. Nobody knew who he was.
No.
He used a fake name.
A fake name. He didn't want any favoritism, just like Dr. Dre's daughter at USC.
He's got a book.
Oh, he's got a book.
He's a photographer. He's got a book.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, there's lots of pictures of him taking pictures.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, he did go to the Parsons School of Design, so I'm not sure if that's
Jim
for
Parsons?
Fashion or
Jim
if that's
Parsons.
For photography.
I'm sure he earned his way in there.
Ooh, his book only has 2.5 stars on Instagram. Ah. Sorry.
What's it about?
Oh,
him.
Wow, okay. There's some great
one of his tattoos is a camera on his bicep.
Oh, how cosmic. Oh, that's
stupid.
Inception.
I think we should have a celebrity child takedown in every show.
Yes. The future of photography? I bought it. But really, the future of photography? Not one star.
One star.
Learn the craft, then write a book. I was going to buy this to support young talent, but sadly, there is no talent here. In all caps. This is not worth the paper it's printed on. One should not trade on a name of a passe has-been football player.
Oh, wow.
Ouch. One star. Ouch. Many colleges have great photography courses. I really want to put 0 stars, but it doesn't let me. To be fair, I didn't even buy this book. I saw it in a bookshop. Perhaps Brooklyn would do well to go to college and study photography, then try it again. Oh, this reminds me of a middle school effort printed via photography site for a grandparent birthday gift.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I thought you said he went to school, Brandon.
Look at the picture of him taking a picture, though.
Oh, that's deep.
Oh, wow.
Well, I have a picture of him taking a picture. He posts, shooting this machine at BMW Z4 Concept. And then the first person writes, they send a link and they say, this pic is better than the one you took.
One star. Embarrassing snapshot collection at best. Bad perspectives, out of focus images, nothing to say.
Wow.
One star, just wasted his parents' money. I went through the book at Easton's here. I went through the book at Easton's here in Dublin. Never wish to put that book in my private library. This guy has no talent, just wasting his parents' money.
Wow. Pretty good at Irish.
Right. One star.
Go back to Dublin and find yourself a bottle to
One
crawl
star.
Into.
Dorkland has absolutely no talent whatsoever. Dorkland.
Dorkland.
Oh, I'm starting to like this celebrity child takedown.
One star. Glorified photo album.
I hate to say
glorified
this.
Glorified photo album.
I hate to say this because as a mother, I support all young individuals that are finding their way in this world, both professionally and personally.
Oh, cut it out.
But this was just a glorified photo album. Maybe he's a newbie and just starting out in photography, and maybe he still needs to hone in on his skills and find his way. But this was a waste of my money.
Or maybe he needs to be a fry cook somewhere and learn some life skills.
Yeah.
Why would people buy Brooklyn Beckham, a 20-year-old's book on photography?
I support all young individuals.
How much book money do you have?
Yeah, how many books does she buy? Jesus.
I'm kind of interested in other reviews. Right, Linda Martinez Rosario.
Chapter 1.
She really gave she gave 5 stars to the Auto Hooks Cars Hangers Organizer.
What?
You know, hooks Chapter that you 2. Buy.
Oh, wow.
Let's see. Okay. Last Mrs. Parrish, she gave that 4 stars.
Oh, this is on Amazon, so she's reviewing products as well.
Ooh, Oprah's Book Club, An American Marriage, she gave that 5 stars and said, a roller coaster of emotions. What a book.
Sounds boring.
Roller coaster of emotions.
Yeah, I guess why not?
She gave 5 stars to the Amazon Fire TV. What?
Any 1-star reviews for Brooklyn Beckham's POS book?
I think that those are all of them. I think we read. Oh, she gave 5 stars to the Pet Cubes Bite Pet Camera with Treat Dispenser.
Whoa.
There's no more
She gave 5 stars to the Cardinal Giant Uno game. She gave 5 stars to Uno.
He doesn't have any more reviews for his book.
Only 2 people
Beckham
read it,
Brad?
Drew.
I read like 8 of them, Drew. 1 star. Not worth purchasing. There's a lot to be said here, but simply put, the work is not polished. Oh, but simply put, the work is not polished, and his skills need so much improvement. He needs to learn the history and at least the fundamentals of photography before publishing what appears to look like below average Tumblr photos.
I say right to the camera, stop it.
Don't people photos. Like who put out photography books? Aren't they people who have a career, a lifetime of taking pictures? Annie Leibovitz.
Generally,
and other famous photographers.
The guy that, the guy that took the pictures.
It's 100.
The guy that took the pictures of Bob Dylan.
Oh yeah,
that guy.
Well, he put out a whole DVD.
At least he'd been around for a while. I mean, he was in his 40s, I think.
Parts the fanny just a little bit, and then give me a little smile.
That guy. Okay. That guy's great.
Put your other hand up higher so I can see your bust.
He knows how to pose someone in a picture.
Oh, my God. This guy's come hither pictures. Get out of here. Cool, bro. Beautiful. So like your dad. Amazing boy. Please follow me. Nice shot. So like your dad in this one.
Is people hitting on him?
The one-star review were about maybe you should go to college or whatever. And they said, to be fair, I didn't buy this book by selling a bookshop. Someone replied to it and wrote, you didn't buy it, so shut up! And then below that, you written a review on a book you didn't buy, let alone read, and I should take this review seriously? Where are these people getting into arguments on Amazon comment sections? I
what is wrong with
I
people?
Love Amazon comment sections. They're really, really fun.
All comment sections are generally worth a little bit of time.
Yeah.
Oh, stupid. Why is he? He's 11.5 million followers and he gets like 20 comments a post? Are these people really giving a shit about this?
No one does.
He has 180,000 likes. Oh, good for you, Brooklyn. Brooklyn.
Brooklyn.
Brooklyn. Pictures do suck, by the way.
I loved it when Ali G interviewed Posh Spice and David Beckham together as a couple, and he asked about their kids, and he said, what would you prefer, them to grow up to be soccer players like the dad or singers like Mariah Carey? Posh Spice was like, what?
They were in on it, though, weren't they?
They must have been, or at least, you know, privy to the jokes. Mm.
That's great.
Oh, Trudy, look at this picture.
Oh, let's see. Oh, man.
Kind of missing the long hair.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, holy crap.
I guess he got it cut off, so let's see what people thought.
Stop it!
He looks like Brooklyn Beckham with long hair here.
He looks like Brooklyn Beckham who got caught in a windstorm.
So stupid. Look at him. Do something more with it than that, bro.
Bro.
Oh, God. All right, Brandon, get us out of here. Yeah. Our first edition of Celebrity Child Takedown.
Oh, there'll be more.
I like it.
It's really fun.
It is. And it's deserved. I mean, if they don't earn it, they don't get taken down. If they have parents throwing them out
really,
there.
Is it really the first edition? Because Paris Jackson had been taken
down.
Oh,
boy. Now, yeah, I'm glad she's good, though. I'm glad she's okay.
Just the first official edition.
We'll have to make
a she's not a celebrity's. Well, okay. I'm just disputing her.
Biologically.
She's a dermatologist's daughter.
Well, and a receptionist who likes to give her children away.
Yes.
The Michael Jordan of giving children away. She's the best at it.
Honestly,
find someone better.
I really used to judge Parrish harshly, but, you know, now the more I think about it, she thought her father was Michael Jackson. He wasn't her father, he bought her. From her mother, who is Debbie Rowe.
I know.
She's Debbie Rowe's
fighting that
look-alike
DNA.
Daughter.
Yeah.
With lots of money to disguise it. But, she was raised by a pedophile. I mean,
there's a lot of sympathy there, but she's really, she's benefited from a lot of it too, though. That's why she's a model.
Yeah.
And she's out there, and she's very.
I know, a model.
She
she's not a model. Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
Okay, she is a model because someone said she's a model and they pay her to be a model. But if she wasn't Michael Jackson's kid, would she be a model?
No, that's what I mean about her benefiting from it.
Yeah.
Hey, we'll leave you with some new immortal sin per that email.
Yeah.
Your blind soul.
Start rocking now, immortal sin. We'll see you tomorrow. We'll be right back.
tell you all about it. God damn it, baby, you know I ain't lying to you. I'm only gonna tell you one time.
Seems as though I've lost too far. No. You're gonna look like a past memory.